participation tonight. First, here are the lineup for the visiting Tulsa Drillers. Non-starters for the Drillers include number 1, River Ryan. Number 10, Carson Taylor. Number 11, Jack Little. Number 12, Tanner Dodson. Number 14, Lyle Lockhart. Number 18, Eusneo Diaz. Number 22, John Rooney. Number 25, Nick Grasso. Number 26, Alec Gamboa. Number 27, Trevor. Number 55, Jose Ramos. At third base, number 5, Cody Hosey. Designated hitter, number 3, Josh Sowers. And taking the mound tonight for the Drillers, number 99, Emmett Sheehan. And now, announcing your 2023 Midland Rockhounds. On starters for the Rockhounds include number 10, Charles Hall. Number 11, Jeremy Ireland. Number 13, Javier De La Cruz. Number 14, Jake Walkinshaw. Number 18, William Simonite. Number 20, Clayton Kubo. Number 21, Joey Estes. Number 22, J.T. Ginn. Number 25, Chase Calabrese. Number 27, Chase Cohen. Number 28, Shohei Tomoika. Number 31, Austin Briggs. Number 32, Calvin Coker. Number 34, Ryan Houston. Number 39, Trey Supak. Number 43, Brian Howard. Number 45, David Leal. And the coaching staff, your Rockhounds, the visiting clubhouse manager, Blake Glass. Home clubhouse manager, Austin Bergdorf. Performance coach, Connor Hughes. Athletic trainer, Jake Routier. Assistant hitting coach, Juan Bimone. Hitting coach, Javier Goddard. Pitching coach, Chris Smith. And the manager for your Rockhounds, Bobby Crosby.
Welcome to Rockhounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockhounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rockhounds, Bob Hart.
Oh, looking forward to getting this thing started. Welcome aboard tonight, the home opener for Rockhounds Baseball 2023. Game 3, actually game 4 of the season. Each of these teams, the Rockhounds and the Tulsa Drillers, come into this ballpark after opening 3-game sets. Tulsa taking 2 out of 3 at home from San Antonio. Rockhounds took 2 out of 3 from Northwest Arkansas in Springdale, Arkansas. always intriguing opening night. Of course, there's always just something very special about opening night home opener, as this is for the Rockhounds. We get a brand new season going. Our radio season beginning tonight. We did not do that first series. That, by the way, was by design, but that's water under the proverbial bridge. So we are with you now the rest of the way in 2023. This series will go through Sunday afternoon, Rockhounds and the Tulsa Drillers, and this is a really good matchup with some history involved. And we'll touch on that and tell you how good the pitching has been for these two teams to open the season, because it is semi-scary. The teams now assembled on baselines. Here is Albert Hall singing our Star Spangled Banner, also going to unfurl beautiful, huge American flag, which will cover a good portion of the infield grass. Albert preparing. I don't know if we have a microphone issue or if he's just getting started. Here is Albert Hall, Star Spangled Banner.
See, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red bursting for the land of and of
You know, that was both unfortunate and really cool. Albert, by the way, is just one of my absolute all-time favorites. He has been doing the national anthem since before I came here as a radio guy back in 1992. He was in high school then. When the microphone cut out, I hope you could hear a little bit. It was Albert and a couple of thousand of his closest friends singing the Star Spangled Banner. That part was cool, but Albert missed those dulcet tones. I was just kind of chuckling, too, because I was going to say opening night is always intriguing. Ran through all sorts of stuff in terms of the equipment getting set up this afternoon, and everything seemed to be fairly copacetic and A-OK. And in the 10 minutes before coming on air, one of the Internet connections I rely on went away completely. Have no idea why. And there is now a gopher of some sort in one of the audio pots. Other than that, though, hey, must be opening night, and it's Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and the Tulsa Drillers. These teams, of course, have met not all that long ago for the Texas League Championship. They did that twice, 2014 and 2017, two really good series. Rockhounds did win them both, but they were just exceptional, particularly 2017. 2018, the Drillers, after the narrow miss against the Rockhounds, captured the Texas League title and came, oh my goodness, within a whisker of winning it in 2019. So these teams have a recent and very good history. The pitching matchup tonight, really intriguing. Emmett Sheehan goes to the mound for Tulsa. The Drillers against the San Antonio Missions in their three-game series posted an earned run average of 1, as in 1.00. The Rockhounds weren't far behind against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. Both of these teams really pitching well in the opening series. The Rockhounds 2.42 earned run average, but the numbers that really kind of jump out beyond that, just how tough these two staffs were to hit. The Drillers limited the San Antonio Missions to an average of just 128, and the Rockhounds, virtually identical, limiting Northwest Arkansas to a 132 batting average in those series. That's only three games in, of course, but that is some really, really good pitching. The Rockhounds team whip coming in is 0.81. Think that's good? Yeah, it is. Tulsa, 0.63. The Drillers have, to their credit, a shutout of the San Antonio Missions. That was a two-hitter. The Rockhounds coming off a shutout, a two-hitter, over the Northwest Arkansas Naturals on Saturday night. In that game, by the way, it was Ryan Cusick, David Leal, Chase Cohen, and Calvin Coker who combined on the two-hitter. For the Drillers, one of the guys involved, in fact, the guy who got the win in that shutout is Emmett Sheehan, and he gets the ball tonight. How good was he? He pitched five innings. He faced 16 batters, one over the minimum. Didn't give up a run, didn't give up a hit, struck out eight, didn't give up a walk. In fact, he hit one batter, and that was the only guy to reach base. The starter in that game was Landon Knack. He went four innings. He was almost as good as Emmett Sheehan, and he gets the start tomorrow night for Tulsa. So that part of the series really looks intriguing. For the Rockhounds, and this is, as Chris Smith, Rockhounds pitching coach, and I were talking today, at the blink of an eye, Mason Miller, boy, he looked really good. Now, I watched along with many of you on MILB TV over the weekend, but my goodness, he was really impressive. How impressive? Mason Miller has been called up to AAA. He hit 101 on the gun in that series against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, a top-five prospect for the A's. Now, whether or not, of course, he'll spend the entire season in Las Vegas, we don't know, but he is on his way to AAA after just one double-A appearance with the Hounds. Boy, you don't see that very often, but from little we saw, it was impressive, and he is certainly the real deal. Interesting, by the way, David Leal will take his spot in the rotation. In that game, in the Northwest Arkansas series, David Leal relieved Mason Miller on the mound. Mason Miller hit 101 on the gun. David Leal threw one of those classic David Leal pitches that was 69 miles an hour. That's a 32-mile-an-hour difference in velocity. And David, as he was a starter last year and a very good one with the Rockhounds, intriguing guy to watch. He doesn't throw hard, but he's really fun to watch, and he will take the spot in the rotation. So both of these teams really pitching the ball extremely well to get things going. We'll take a look a little bit deeper into that pitching matchup and also a couple of the key guys on these ball clubs as the managers at home plate. Bobby Crosby, Scott Hennessy are exchanging the lineup cards with our umpiring crew and going over the ground rules. Take a quick timeout. Coming right back, more Rockhounds baseball.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CY total sales.
Managers and umpires taking a long look at the ground rules here, and that conversation now breaking up. Bobby Crosby in his third season as Rockhounds manager, Scott Hennessy, with that amazing track record that he has, took over in 2017, midway through that season, and he has just been outstanding with the Drillers ever since. Rockhounds about to take the diamond, and as they do, we're going to take a very, very short time out here, but we will come right back. Our broadcast this evening brought your way by our great friends at Budweiser. We'll take this quick break with Bud, and let's get the home season started on a beautiful, beautiful evening here in West Texas. Baseball is on the way next.
This broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
What was I saying about snafu? I did that to myself. I am my own engineer, and I just... Boy, that was interesting. Very interesting. There was supposed to be a Budweiser, short Budweiser ad in there, and it apparently was not there. That'll wait, Bob. That's error broadcaster. mention Emmett Sheehan going to the mound for the Tulsa Drillers, and he will be opposed by Roiber Salinas, former Atlanta Braves farmhand, came over in the Sean Murphy trade. And Roiber was the opening night starter for the Rockhounds, but more appropriately, more accurately, he was the opening night opener. He went just two innings, and that was by design against Northwest Arkansas. So he will make his second appearance of the season in just four ball games, as this is game number four for both ball clubs. Each team, as mentioned, 2-1. So Roiber went a couple of innings, gave up two base hits, and that was it in his first start of the season. Like Emmett Sheehan, he is rated a good prospect for the A's. Interesting, he was rated number six in the Atlanta Braves organization prior to the trade by Baseball America. And he is somewhere in the top 10 to 16 as far as the Oakland A's. You know, and, of course, Oakland, boy, really a lot of activity with trades and some new faces in the organization. Roiber is one of them, and he'll face Emmett Sheehan in this one here tonight. So the Tulsa Drillers wearing those royal blue Dodger blue jerseys with a white trim will get this one going as Johnny DeLuca will stand in the left fielder. And from Momentum Bank Ballpark, 81 degrees, absolutely gorgeous. Let's play some baseball. The fastball is up high for ball one, and we are underway. 96 by the heat. Johnny DeLuca, right-handed hitter. Bright sunlight, as mentioned. Big swing and a miss. Took a swing at another 96-mile-an-hour pitch. The fastball up and away. Man, Johnny chasing maybe just a little bit right there. Shadow just to the base of the pitcher's mound from the first base side up. Swing and a foul straight back. One ball and two strikes. The breeze, it's not very strong for West Texas anyway. Blowing inward. Good pitching, and Mother Nature is fairly friendly that way. But the breeze, not a huge factor tonight. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed, came up and in with an 86-mile-an-hour delivery. Johnny DeLuca out on strikes. So one up, one down, and the batter will be Yorbit Vivas. He is the second baseman, left-handed hitter. Vivas, solid series with San Antonio at 4-for-11. Holds those hands up pretty high, now settles them in about shoulder high. Swing to the first pitch. Fly ball, left field. Well struck. Long run. Anybody going to get there? Yep. No, ball's going to find the base of the wall. Lawrence Butler, I thought, might have had a chance of that, but nope. That ball was hit deep in the gap, left center field. Bounced on the track, hit the wall. Butler retrieves. Stand-up double for Yorbit Vivas. Well, went the opposite way and really hit it well. Again, we mentioned the wind is blowing in, so that ball was well hit. Left fielder Michael Goldberg, he's got good speed. So does Lawrence Butler. Max Schumann is the right fielder, so this outfield really quick. But nobody fast enough or deep enough to get to that one. Here's Andy Páez, right-handed hitting Dodgers outfield prospect. Runner in scoring position, one down near the top of the first. No score early, but the Drillers threaten as Páez takes a strike in the inside corner. Salinas throwing that one at 94. Ran that in just a little on the right-handed hitter. Slightly open stance for Andy. Paul Slender, right-handed hitter, waits. Lead off second. Active is DeVos. Here's a little looper in the left field. That's going to sink and drop, and that will easily score the run. Andy Páez with the RBI. That is his fourth of the season. Went down and got that ball and looped it into shallow left field. Boy, DeVos was really flying. Came around to score with ease. No chance to get him. So the RBI for Páez, and the Drillers are on the board here at the top of the first inning. Batter will be Brandon Lewis, right-handed hitting first baseman. Get that lineup card filled in for you. Páez bluffs, doesn't go. Pitch taken up and in for ball one. Diego Cartaya, top prospect in the Dodgers organization. He is the catcher, and he is on deck. Tremendous young talent. Stretched by Salinas. Long set. Now to the plate. Pitch bounced foul into the Tulsa dugout on the third base side. One ball, one strike to Lewis. Eddie's Leonard is the shortstop. He will bat sixth and play the sixth spot. Eddie's Leonard at shortstop. Jose Ramos, the right fielder, batting seventh. Ramos in right. Cody Hosey, the third baseman, batting eighth. Hosey, the third baseman. Salinas' pitch drops to the dirt. Good block there by catcher Shane McGuire. That'll keep Paez at first base in the 2-1 count now to Lewis. Josh Stower's name might sound familiar to you, former Frisco Rough Rider. Batting ninth, he's the designated hitter for the Drillers, rounds out the order. Coming over to the Dodgers organization. 2-1 pitch, ball hit high in the air, left field, going back Goldberg. He is turning, he is watching, that ball is gone. A two-run home run for Brandon Lewis. The breeze has dissipated a little bit. Nonetheless, what there is blowing in, and that ball got way high in the air. Went over the tallest part of the outfield wall in this ballpark, which is left field from the foul pole out about halfway to center field. And, boy, Lewis absolutely launched it. So, Roiber Salinas touched up for three runs early, gave up the double to Yorba Divas, then the RBI, kind of a looper of a single by Paez, and then the moonshot by Brandon Lewis. It's 3-0 Tulsa. Diego Cartaya takes up high for ball one, right-handed hitter. Shadow climbing the pitcher's mound now, almost to the feet of the right-hander. Boy, Roiber just looking to get to the dugout. Pitch up and away for ball two, 2-0. Neither of these teams hit the ball extraordinarily well in the opening series, but boy, Tulsa having a heck of a first inning. A swing and a foul straight back, two balls, one strike to Cartaya. Teams each hit about 200, and of course you're talking about a three-game series. It's a really small sample size, and those Rockhounds pitching numbers are taking a bit of a pop in the chops here. A swing and a miss, good slider away. And the count now 2-2 to Cartaya. Edis Leonard will be next here in the first. Timeout called by Cartaya. He'll step back in. Pitch clock ticking. And ever since about this time last year, I have to say that that's a really good thing. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Boy, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Salinas here in the first inning. A strikeout of DeLuca. Then the double, RBI single, two-run homer, and a strikeout of Cartaya. So here is Edis Leonard. He's the shortstop, and he's looking for his first hit of the season, 0-10. Back a pitch, stays up and in. That one slipped off the fingertips, way off speed at 77 for ball one. DeLuca, Vivas, and Paez, the top of the order. Lewis, Cartaya, and Leonard, the man at the plate in the middle. Takes high and inside for a ball. Good fastball at 97. Good velocity anyway, but it stayed up and in. And Ramos, Hosey, and Stowers round it out. Roiber into the motion. The kick and the 2-0 pitch. Agarwal down the left field line and just foul. Brett Harris, third baseman, gave it a look. That ball just missed extra bases. 2-1 to count. For Roiber Salinas, this is his second double-A start. Split last season at the two single-A levels, single-A and advanced A with Atlanta. Delivery just drops low, and the count goes 3-1 now. Three balls, one strike. And Shadow absolutely splitting the pitching mound right in two and up to the feet. The first baseman, Logan Davidson. Big swing and a miss, and count goes even now at check me count goes full at 3-2. Base is empty, two down, three runs in. Boy, the Drillers efficient. Three runs, three hits, including Brandon Lewis's home run. He hit 24 of them a year ago, so he is more than capable. Here's the 3-2 from Salinas. A swing and a miss. Wow, what a kind of a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde inning. Struck out the side and gave up three runs on three base hits. And Roiber Salinas. So the Drillers get off the bus and on the board in starting this series with a three-run top of the first inning. Village Car Wash scoreboard game, first time around. The Tulsa Drillers 3 and the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. in print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Well, Emmett Sheehan has a 3-0 lead as he takes the mound for the first time this evening. And, boy, from what he showed in that first appearance of the season against San Antonio, a 3-0 lead looks rather large with this guy on the mound. He was absolutely outstanding. 5 near-perfect innings in his season debut. So Emmett Sheehan, by the way, kind of a cool little sidebar here. Just something you rarely, I don't know that I have, you and I have been doing this now, what, 32 seasons. I don't know if I remember a player wearing number 99, but Emmett does. Pitch as well as he does, you can wear any number you like. Here's Max Schumann to lead it off, bottom of the first inning. Makes an interesting strike at the knees that clanked off the glove of Diego Cartaya. And went about a third of the way up the third baseline. Nonetheless, it is strike one to Max. Max Schumann, right fielder. This is an interesting bunch in terms of new names and very familiar ones. Max, of course, the latter, the 0-1 pitch. Swings and sends one high and foul out of play, and it's 0-2. Playing in right field. As an infielder most of the early portion of his career, not that he has a gray beard at all. Guy who was certainly, has a little bit of time at AAA, but a guy who's certainly going to be, one would think, one of the first to get the opportunity when it presents itself. Nonetheless, boy, you just love to have this guy in your lineup. 0-2 pitch, down and away, count goes 1-2. Max in right field. Lawrence Butler, who is one of the new names in this roster and a very impressive prospect. Center fielder on deck, Lawrence Butler. 1-2. Sheehan with a pitch. Swung on and fouled away. Good protective swing there by Max. Pitch on the outside part of the plate, too close to take. Brett Harris will bat third and play third base. Brett Harris is the third baseman. Greg Dykeman returning to the A's organization. Designated hitter, Greg Dykeman batting cleanup, DH. 1-2 pitch by Sheehan. Oh, just missed outside. Boy, he thought for the world he had a strike. And, boy, Emmett, I'm not sure I wouldn't sign the petition. No offense, Max. Boy, pitch just missed. And that wasn't showing anybody up. He thought that was a strike. Actually, just his follow-through, and he just kept kind of turning, took a couple of steps, and now he does get a called third strike. Inside corner of the knees, 98 miles an hour. It's one thing to throw it at near triple digits. You spot it like that. My goodness, that is impressive. And here's Lawrence Butler. Lawrence, a center fielder. Plays some infield as well. In fact, he is, like Max, a guy who's spent most of his early career in an infield position. Fouls it away. Count is 0-1. Logan Davidson batting fifth. He's the third, playing the three spot, rather. First baseman, Logan Davidson. And Cooper Bowman batting sixth. Second baseman, Cooper Bowman, pitched to Butler inside. That one got off the glove of Cartaya. It's a couple of those. 1-1. Bottom third of the order, Darryl Hernaez. Shortstop batting seventh, Darryl Hernaez. Shane McGuire batting eighth. He's the catcher, McGuire behind the plate. Pitch to Lawrence up high and away, and the count 2-2. And Michael Goldberg will round out the lineup. The left fielder, Michael Goldberg in left. Some mentioned that lineup card, some familiar, some not. They'll all become that as we get through the early stages of the season. Pitch to Lawrence up high, ball three, 3-1. So Schumann, Butler, and Harris up top. Dykeman, Davidson, and Bowman in the middle of the order. Hernaez, McGuire, and Goldberg rounded out. 3-1 count to the left-handed hitter. Mitch Swan fouled back. Boy, he had a rip. That's just pretty much a big-time 96-mile-an-hour heater and a big rip from a guy with some power. Count is full to Butler. 3-0 Tulsa, bottom of the first inning. Set by Sheehan. Leg kick and pitch. Ball is swung and lined into center field, and a diving or a sliding catch and a beauty by Páez. Boy, that's not an easy ball to read. That was a line drive sinking, and it was right at him. Páez makes a really nice play. Picks that off the blades of the grass in center field. Dear Lawrence Butler, that's a really good at-bat and a really good swing of the bat. Just a better defensive play by the Tulsa center fielder. Now here's Brett Harris. Right-handed hitter. Looks to bunt. Takes down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Brett 3-for-10 at Northwest Arkansas. Third baseman plays him second as well. Pitches inside for a ball. Two balls and no strikes. Had a good series at Springdale. Went 3-for-10. Had a double to Ribby and a couple of walks. The two ball, no strike pitch. Takes a high strike. We just got there. 94 under the letters outside half of the plate. Two balls and one strike. Shadow now has crossed the pitcher's mound, so that ball off the fingertips goes from sunlight to shadow. 2-1. Boy, just missed. Second time Sheehan has just missed with that pitch. Three balls, one strike. And five near-perfect innings in his appearance against San Antonio. That 1-0 field in Tulsa, delivery up high, ball four. So Brett Harris, boy, he is. And it's just three games and one plate appearance, but 3-for-10 and three walks. And he's on base 6 out of 13. Speaking of which, here's Greg Dykeman. Greg went 2-for-7 in the series at Springfield, or Springdale, rather. Springfield is next on the list. He walked a couple of times. Takes a swing, a strike one, 0-1 count to Greg Dykeman. Actually had four walks, two strikeouts, so on base, 6 out of 11 in the series with the Naturals. Big swing and a miss. He's quickly down in the count here, 0-2, the count to Sheehan. From him, rather, Emmett, right-hander. 5 2/3 innings, and Sheehan has allowed only two base runners total. Pitch got an inside corner of the knees. That's that same pitch that Sheehan threw a couple of times, thought for sure he had a strike. This time he gets the call. Greg Dykeman disagrees, but he is out on strikes. So no runs or hits, a base on balls, and one man left. We have played one inning of baseball. Our Village Car Wash score of this ball game, one inning in. Drillers on top, 3-0.
The winner of tonight's Carpet Furniture, best seats in the house are Pam and Stanley Swooper. You'll buy the customer service booth to claim your seats in style behind home plate. Pam says Carpet Furniture, located at 2101 West Wadley, for your next furniture purchase. Carpet Furniture is in your family-friendly
furniture. What was I saying about the bugs in the system? It really kind of cracks me up. It's frustrating as well, commercial break doesn't want to play for some reason, so we will again welcome you one more time. And by the way, I'm going to say welcome, and I should have done this a little earlier on, but if you are watching on MILB TV, very special welcome as well, including our friends in Tulsa. Of course, it's the Rockhounds versus the Drillers here in this game in this series, but it was a love coming to 1-0 Field, and really good folks, by the way, in Tulsa. I did already file my complaint. The gorgeous yard in Tulsa is not on our schedule this year. Rockhounds do not travel to Tulsa this season. The Drillers actually come back for a three-game series later in the year. So that makes perfect sense now, doesn't it? We have played one inning here. First ball game of a six-game homestand for the Rockhounds. Half-price hot dogs tomorrow. Compliments of Focused Care of West Texas. That was something that we instituted for the first time last year. Like to call it the tastiest night of the week at the ballpark. Thirsty Thursdays, of course, are back on first of those coming up just about 48 hours from now. Friday night, we have Rockhounds Duffel Bags, first 1,000 fans. And Saturday night, yep, if the Hounds are home on a Saturday, we have fireworks for you. Jose Ramos leads it off. We go to the top of the second inning. First pitch swing and a foul out of play. And the count is 0-1. Bottom third of the order to face Roiber Salinas. And we had things coming in threes in the first inning. Some of them pleasant, some not. Delivery just up and away for a ball. One ball and one strike to the right-handed hitting right fielder. Jose Ramos 1-for-10 early on in this season. One ball, one strike pitch, swing and a miss, good changeup. Count goes 1-2. Roiber struck out the side in the first, but also gave up three hits and three runs with him. RBI single for Andy Pias, two-run home run by Brendan Lewis. A swing and a miss and a pitch in the dirt, retrieved by Shane McGuire, throws to Logan Davidson for the out. So for Roiber Salinas, boy, it's an interesting first seven batters. Four strikeouts, but he trails by the 3-0 count. Here's Cody Hosey now. 232 average a year ago with Tulsa. Had his season interrupted by injury at Cody. Takes a called strike in the outside corner. Count is 0-1. And Josh Stover is waiting on deck. Hosey, right-handed hitter, turning and asking something of our home plate umpire. I don't think there was no violation. Have to keep an eye on that, of course. Happily so. Hosey takes good backup pitch. Got the inside corner with an off-speed delivery. Count goes 0-2 to Hosey. Third baseman Brett Harris shading the line a little bit. Second baseman Cooper Bowman playing up the middle. That ball hit basically right at him. He shades behind the bag, throws to first for the out. So Hosey, good contact on an 0-2 pitch, but he bounces out to second. That was an interesting play because, just as I mentioned, second baseman Bowman shading up the middle. Remember, you cannot shift, so you have to have two infielders on both sides of the bag at second, and Cooper was certainly legal, but he was really shading that way, so that's as close to a shift, really, as you'll see. First pitch swing and a foul back off the bat of the former Frisco Rough Rider. Josh Stowers fouls it back. So nobody on, two out, top of the second, 3-0 Tulsa. And they shade him a little bit to pull swings, line drive into left center field. That'll sink and drop for a base hit. Lawrence Butler will get there on three sharp bounces, but that is a base hit for Stowers. So base hit number four. That's a two-out single. And here is Johnny DeLuca. DeLuca struck out to start the ball game, but that ended the good news in the inning. The next three guys up for Tulsa, 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Vivas, Paez, and Lewis. And, boy, they did some damage. 3-0. Swing and a foul straight back. Count 0-1. Johnny DeLuca, right-handed hitter. Johnny from Thousand Oaks, California. 24-year-old. What's that stance? It's runner's going to go. Pitch is taken. It's ball going to stand up, stolen base. Stowers should have mentioned it when he was at the plate. Josh stole 25 bases last year, so he can run. Had a great jump, no throw. Runner in scoring position, 1-1 count. Set by Salinas. Pitch to the dirt. McGuire tried to block it, but that ball got in the dirt, and Stowers will advance to third base on the wild pitch. So a 2-1 count. You always have a couple of guys who can run. Stowers, who certainly probably leads the way that way. Rockhounds have about three different guys who really run a lot or can. Runner at third, two men down, 2-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled away, right side, out of play, 2-2. Johnny DeLuca played for the Drillers last year. Not quite half the year, 25 games. Spent the majority of the year at Great Lakes. That's the next step just below the AA level for the Dodgers. Swinging a foul straight back, and the count stays 2-2. Actually hit much better with the drillers at 298 in Tulsa after hitting 245 in the Advanced State Midwest League. 2-2 pitch. Chased one down and away, swung on and missed. McGuire retrieves in the dirt. Payne throws to first for the out. So, well, again, it's five strikeouts, but four base hits and three runs for Roiber Salinas. It's not just a job, it's an adventure. We have played an inning and a half, and our Finnish Car Wash score this game. Tulsa 3, and the Rockhounds nothing.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Bottom half of inning number two. Opening night for the Rockhounds here at home. Opening night, and again, I mentioned it was by design. Opening night for Rockhounds Radio here in 2023. And I guess to make it all the more interesting or taxing on the broadcaster, I press the button, and then it's kind of like a game show. You don't know which door is going to open and if the stuff is going to play. Oh, opening night. Gotta love it. Actually, I do. So wherever you have us dialed in, if you're here in the ballpark or here in West Texas, or to fans and family and friends, so cool, the advent of MILB TV. I really, really do love that. So it really lets so many folks watch guys that they follow, their family or friends or fans. Logan Davidson to lead it off. And takes a strike from Evan Sheehan at the knees. 0-1 count to Logan. Switch hitting first baseman batting from the left side. Cooper Bowman and Daryl Hernandez will follow. Logan takes just up and in from Sheehan for ball one. One ball, one strike. Emmett Sheehan out of Boston College, sixth rounder for the Dodgers in 2021. Logan swings. Boy, rips one foul straight back. That'll get somebody's attention. Count goes the ball and two strikes. Emmett really, of course, off to very small sample size, off to a terrific start. He reached Tulsa at the end of last season. He spent almost the entire year with Great Lakes Advanced Day and had a terrific outing in the Arizona Fall League. Pitch to Logan just outside. Boy, when Sheehan has missed, this time outside corner to a left-handed hitter, and he tried that same spot to three right-handers, and finally got the call to end the last inning against Greg Dykeman, actually the inside corner to Greg. Swing and a miss, and out on strikes is Logan Davidson. Boy, good breaking pitch. Ran it down and in, tied Logan up a little bit, and he swings through it. Third strikeout for Sheehan. Salinas, while giving up three runs, has struck out five batters in this game. Through two innings, and for Sheehan, he struck out three of the first five. Now here's Cooper Bowman. Takes a strike, perfect pitch outside corner at the knees. Cooper, guy with really good speed. Came from the Yankees organization in the Frankie Montas trade last year. Takes strike two. Boy, Sheehan just back-to-back perfect pitches there. 0-2 count. Cooper asking for timeout. Second baseman has a little pop, really good speed. Mentioned 47 steals in 53 attempts a year ago. From Rapid City, South Dakota, is Cooper Bowman. 0-2 pitch, swings a late swing, fouled it back. Hangs in, no balls, two strikes, the count. straight away in the box. Crowds the plate just a little. Pitch from Sheehan. Got him. Outside corner. Called third strike. Cooper thought that might have been wide, but boy, Sheehan can see why folks like him so much. Fourth strikeout for the right-hander. Three of them looking. Here's Darryl Hernandez, the shortstop. Well, Darryl is from this neck of the woods, at least somewhat. It's from El Paso. Takes a good backup pitch that might have missed down low. Tough to tell from back here. No balls or one ball, no strikes. Darryl Hernandez, the batter, right-hander hitting shortstop. E2 coming over to the A's in a trade. Swinging a foul back, a ball and a strike. Darryl drafted out of America's High School in El Paso by Baltimore. Former Oriole farmhand. 1-1 pitch right there, called strike two. Was Sheehan really sharp. All of the infield grass and all of the right side of the infield in shadows now. The guys on the left side will battle the sun for a while yet. Left field really tough right now. DeLuca shielding his eyes. Big swing and a miss. And Sheehan strikes out the side. Emmett Sheehan has now thrown 7 innings in this season, and he has struck out 13 batters, 5 of them in this game, the last 4 in a row. Now, we have played a couple. Tulsa jumping out on top in this game with a 3-run first inning. Now, we have played a couple. We go to the top half of the third. A little trivia coming up for you, too, as well. This Village Car Wash score of our ball game. Tulsa 3, Rockhounds nothing.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodation, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the third, Tulsa 3, Hounds nothing, and the guy who got the 3 runs going will step in. That is Jordan DeBoss, and he takes down low for ball one. Right-hander Roy Salinas. DeBoss, left-handed hitter, opposite field double in the top of the first. He takes up high for ball two, 2 balls and no strikes. So it is DeBoss, Páez, and Lewis. Each with a hit, leading to the 3 runs in inning number one. Pitch way up high, ball three, 3 balls, no strikes. DeBoss, I think I mentioned, off to a really good start, went 4-for-11 against San Antonio. He takes down the middle for a strike, taking that all the way, and it's 3-1. So he's 5 for his first 12. Couple of doubles. And tonight, a run scored. 3-run pitch, late swing, looping line drive left field side, and it will just drift foul. That was out of our line of sight. And left field line in the sunshine. Just a little tiny bit of breeze. The flags are almost motionless. And if you're from here, you know that doesn't happen all that often. And it is just absolutely beautiful. It's interesting as he walks back, DeBoss walking over toward first base, asking something of his first base coach, I think. It's interesting. Instead of coming right back to the plate, he really kind of took the Magellan route around and now picks up the baseball bat. Not sure how far that ball was foul when it dropped. It was just out of our line of sight, but now I think he's going to get a strike called here. He took too long getting back in the box. Scott Hennessy is going to argue this. And if that's a strike, he is out. Boy, this is one of those interesting pitch clock situations. Now, he was well around first base, almost to second. Obviously, Vivas is really upset. I would love to know what he was discussing. I don't know if discussing is the right word. But he's saying that's not my fault, but he took too long to get back into the box. The home plate umpire is Ty Krause. He is our crew chief. Now, I'm a huge fan of the pitch clock, but there are times when obviously it creates kind of an intriguing scenario, and this is one of them. Did Vivas take too long to get back to the box? Now, Scott Hennessy is going to continue arguing it, so is Vivas. And, of course, this is, first of all, frustrating, obviously, and I understand that completely. And it's also defeating the purpose of the pitch clock because now it's taken, what, 2 or 3 minutes to argue the thing. So, and by the way, I really like what Scott Hennessy is doing here. He's going over and talking to his hitter. Vivasi is really angry. Scott doesn't want him to get tossed. I don't think anybody has been, although I'm watching. I don't think he was tossed. I was really watching a couple of different conversations there. So, and now Bobby Crosby will come to the mound. So that is a called third strike. A little asterisk next to that one. It is a pitch clock violation, and with it, the sixth strikeout for Roiber, and that will do it for Roiber Salinas. Boy, what an intriguing second outing for Roiber on this season. He'll go 2 1/3. He faces 11 batters. He strikes out more than half of them, struck out 6 of the 11 he faced, and trails 3-0. Also gave up a double, an RBI single, and a 2-run home run. So the Rockhounds will go to the bullpen. Roiber, in his first outing, again, was much like he is doing here. He was basically the opener in that game. Went 2 innings. Tonight he goes 2 1/3. And so the Hounds will go to the bullpen here in the top half of inning number 3. And I do believe Shohei Tomioka will make his first appearance of the season. Shohei was from Kurobe, Japan, pitched last year for Lansing, was a minor league international, or actually, more correctly, an international free agent. So it is Shohei Tomioka, and he will make his season debut. He comes on with the bases empty, one man down on the controversial out. And a 3-0 ball game. So Roiber Salinas departs with the bases empty again, goes 2 1/3. Gave up 4 base hits, 3 in succession, leading to 3 runs in the top of the first inning. Did not walk a batter and struck out 6. And the batter will be Andy Paez, the guy who drove in the first of the 3 runs and then scored the second of them. Right-handed hitter. Outstanding prospect for the Dodgers is Andy, who is from Havana, Cuba. A couple of guys from Havana on this team. Just way up and away from Shohei for ball one, all the way back to the screen. Shohei Tomioka, 6 feet, just under 200 pounds, 23-year-old right-hander. Comes set and delivers outside for a ball. That is 2-0. And Rockhounds did not get through the entire pitching staff in the 3-game set in Northwest Arkansas. Naturals did. Pitch from Shohei, boy, just missed outside. He thought he had a strike. But a quick 3-0 count, 3 balls, no strikes. And Brandon Lewis, he of the 2-run home run, on deck. Shohei set, 3-0 pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, Andy had the green light deluxe. He took a rip. The count goes 3-1. He asks the counter. The scoreboard has gone to no balls, no strikes. That's an electronic issue of some sort, but it's 3-1. Pitch got there. Good fastball outside part of the plate. 96 from Tomioka. Full count, 3-2. Broadcast brought your way in part by Hilliard Office Solutions. And a little cool trivia. It'll take you way, way back, but it's a cool deal. Swinging a foul straight back. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Tell you about he's really a very good player. Good catcher from long, long ago. And maybe a smarter guy than folks thought at the time. Roger Bresnahan was the guy's name. Played a long time ago. Played for the New York Giants. And on this date was getting roundly booed and made fun of at home. Pitch, a swing and a miss. Tomioka comes back with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Well, that's a good strikeout. What a cool introduction to 2023 for Shohei. He went 3-0 on a high Dodgers prospect, Andy Paez. Came back and struck him out on the next 4 pitches, including a foul ball. So 2 down, and that is strikeout number 7. Pitch right down the middle, called strike to Brandon Lewis. Homered in the top of the first inning. 2-run homer, went high over the left field wall, the tall wall and left. A little bit of breeze picking up now. Swings and lines one toward left field, but Goldberg is there. Glasses glistening, looks into the sun, makes the catch. Boy, Lewis homered in the first, and he ripped that ball, but within the reach of the Rockhounds left fielders. So it took a while with an unusual pitch clock called third strike along the way, but the Drillers go in order. So they're going to discuss this, by the way, and Drillers staff with our Oakland umpire, Ty Krause. To the bottom of the third we go. Phillies Car Wash score. Drillers 3, Rockhounds nothing.
It's time for the Zachary, brought to you by HUB. HUB is your number one grocery store for the Midland and Westland area. Take it away, Sam!
What was I saying earlier about pressing the button, which is supposed to start the commercial audio in our family here on Rockdowns Radio? We appreciate our sponsors, even if a couple of times here tonight, yes, the audio doesn't want to play. Happy opening night. A little Hilliard Office Solutions trivia for you. I really like this one. Roger Bresnahan played for the New York Giants. Now, their home field is the Polo Grounds, one of the absolutely legendary ballparks ever in big league baseball and baseball period. And way, 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 way back, 1907, it's opening day, and the Phillies are in town, and the fans are booing. But they aren't booing the Phillies, they aren't making fun of the Phillies, they aren't razzing the Phillies, they're razzing Roger Bresnahan of the Giants. And what the fans were doing and what their deal was something he was wearing. And there are, I would hesitate to say, no fewer than 3 gentlemen involved in this game, not in the stands, of course, talking about the game itself. There are 3 guys tonight wearing virtually the exact same thing for which Roger Bresnahan was roundly booed and made fun of by his own hometown fans. Shane McGuire stands in. Left-handed hitter takes a strike in the knees, outside corner from Emmett Sheehan, an inside corner, forgive me, at the knees, bent that thing in, 96 with some movement on it to the left-handed hitter. Sheehan's pitch swing and a miss, that got to the plate and vaporized at 82 miles an hour, 0-2. Shane McGuire, Michael Goldberg, then back to the top for Max Schumann, 3-0 Tulsa, in the last of the third inning. 0-2 stretch and pitch, down and away for a ball, trying to get him to go chase. Shane looking for his first hit of 2023, 0-7. Shared the catching duties with William Simonite in the 3-game set in Northwest Arkansas. 1-2 pitch, looped, shallow left field, slicing toward the line, and it is foul by about 3 feet. The ball in, 2 strikes to Shane McGuire. Shane is 23, but not for long. He will turn 24 tomorrow. Roiber Salinas, by the way, tonight's starting pitcher, turned 21, actually turned 22 years of age just a couple of days ago. A 1-2 pitch from Sheehan. That one is fouled away up over the roof of the ballpark. Off to the left, a ball and two strikes to count. Almost all of the infield now in shadows. The guys who will really battle the sun, and yet for a while. Left fielder, that's Johnny DeLuca, wearing the Dodger blue jersey. Center fielder Andy Páez will battle a little bit, and anything hit in the air to the shallow left side would trouble the infielders a bit. Ball swung on and got way out in front of that. Fouls one over toward the clubhouse deep in the right field corner. Shane McGuire doing battle here. He got down 0-2. It's a ball and two strikes. He's fouled off three of them with two strikes. Left-handed hitter waits in the 1-2 pitch. Got him. Swing and a miss. Fastball up and away at 98. That is five in a row for Sheehan.
Well,
I didn't use this right off the top of the broadcast, although I was really tempted to do so, but one of my favorite people in the Texas League for a long time is Tulsa assistant general manager Brian Carroll, swinging a pop-up off the bat of Michael Goldberg. Maybe playable. No, if it's playable, it will be so in the seats. Brian is actually in this league when I got into this league, so he's been in Tulsa. Great staff there for a long while. And Brian said of Emmett Sheehan in his first outing against San Antonio, said that looked to him as good as anybody we have had, meaning the Tulsa franchise. And, man, that, first of all, covers some ground. Pitch outside, 1-1. And that covers some talent. And, man, you can absolutely see it. Even when he misses, he doesn't miss by much. Swing a little roller toward third. Goldberg runs well, but is nicely handled by Cody Hosey. The throw on a hop, handled well by Lewis for the out. 5-3. It was the putout. So that's one time through the order. Lawrence Butler hit the ball well. He lined a shot right at Andy Páez in center field. That was well struck. Brett Harris coaxed a walk. And Michael Goldberg, fairly close play, didn't hit it real hard, but toward the third baseline. So first time through. That and five strikeouts. I'm cheating him at six. Max Schumann, fly ball to the right field corner. That's going to drift foul and out of play. 0-1 to Max, one of the six strikeout victims. Five in a row to end the first, go through the second, and get the first out here in the third inning. And he also got Max Schumann looking to start the ball game, did Emmett Sheehan. Max now will ask for his timeout. Max is one of those guys, he will almost always utilize the timeout. I really wondered what the pitch clock would do in terms of Max's approach last year, but it really didn't seem to affect him at all. For one pitch outside for a ball, 1-1. Big deep breath, a very familiar regimen. And, of course, you can still gather yourself. Got to be in that box and attentive with 8 seconds on the clock. The 1-1. Up high for a ball. It's two balls and a strike. Get a chance over the course of the game, the series, whatever it might be. One of my favorite writers on planet Earth is a man named Joe Posnanski, and he has some great thoughts on the pitch clock. It's not perfect, but it's close. Swing and a fly ball right field. This toward the bullpen. This ball's got a chance, or does it? It does. It's gone. Sidewalk souvenir. Opposite field fly ball. Sheehan, frustrated, can't blame him. That ball got over the bullpen fence and into the right field bullpen, and then bounded away. A home run for Max Schumann. And the Hounds loudly on the board here in the bottom half of the third inning. Don't know how the wind affected that, if it did much at all, but the wind, it certainly didn't push it. That can be really frustrating in this ballpark. That is a short porch in right field, and Max finds it. Solo home run, Hounds on the board, and Lawrence Butler takes inside for a ball. That is the first hit Sheehan has allowed in 7 2/3 innings in 2023. Butler swings and fouls it away. It's 1-1 to Lawrence. He lined out and lined out sharply to center his first time up. So 3-1 the score. Max Schumann with a home run. 1-1 pitch, hard hit ball, and that is under the glove of the second baseman, Bebas. Boy, he gave it a reach, but that was a line drive. Man, that thing was smoked. So, well, I guess the broadcaster can even jinx the visiting team. Is that right? Still, you look at Sheehan, and you can see, you can absolutely see, he's really, really talented. And just as I said that, he gives up a short porch home run, and that's really the two hardest hit balls he has given up have both been to Lawrence Butler. The line drive that was caught in the first inning, and this one a really sharply hit ball. Bebas had a look at it, but that would have been a just basically reach and see if you can come up with it. But that thing was really smoked. So Lawrence Butler, 1-for-2, a couple of really good swings. One on, two out, and here's Brett Harris. Right-handed hitter, walked his first time up, tying run at the plate, bottom of the third, 3-1 Tulsa, and Harris takes a strike at the knees, 0-1. So each pitcher with a bundle of strikeouts in this game, and each has given up a home run. The difference in this game, Brandon Lewis with a two-run homer. Swinging that ball well hit to left field by Harris and going back and looking. That ball's going to get over the head of the left fielder, DeLuca, all the way to the wall. Going to wave the runner home. Butler runs pretty well. There's going to be a throw at the plate. On a hop, he beat it. He's in. 3-2. Claps his hands, says Lawrence. Left his helmet about halfway up the third base line, and man, he really can run. Butler is an outstanding athlete. And Bobby sent him all the way, and he scored. That was a close play. RBI, Brett Harris continues to have a really strong start to this year. With two down in the inning, Butler, of course, running on contact. Harris, double over the head of DeLuca into the left field corner. And now the Hounds have three consecutive base hits. Hounds have a couple of runs. And that will bring a visit to the mound. It is 3-2. Where's the home run by Schumann? And again, it was not pushed by the wind. It was a short porch homer, but it was, if anything, into the wind a little bit. So that was obviously well enough hit to get out to right field. And then Butler and Harris back-to-back really sharply hit baseballs. This is to the mound, and I don't know them by sight, and they're wearing windbreakers, but the Tulsa Drillers actually have two pitching coaches. Ryan Denick, who was with the Drillers a year ago, and also Duran Olinger. So visit has been made, attention paid, and Greg Dykeman stands in. He's now the go-ahead run. 3-2 the score. Big swing and a miss. Fastball to 96. Really had good life to it. 0-1 the count. Sheehan comes set. Long look at it. Second base. Really good lead out there for Brett Harris. Called strike outside corner. Well, he's really picked on Greg Dykeman. He struck him out on three pitches with a called third strike in the first inning. And it's 0-2 here to the left-handed hitting designated hitter. The 0-2 set. Sheehan with a look. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Well, he comes right back. That's his seventh strikeout of the game, but the Rockhounds rattle the cage here. Two runs on three base hits, no errors, and a man left on. Give you some totals here coming up, and our trivia answer all on the way. We played three on a beautiful home opening night, 80 degrees plus, and after three, Village Car Wash score, the Drillers on top, 3-2.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business, for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and save for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summer is brought your way by Oxy.
We have played three home openers, 2023. Tulsa 3, Rockhounds 2. Home runs, big up top. Tulsa, back-to-back-to-back base hits, top of the first inning. Norbert Bivas with a double. Andy Paez with an RBI single. And Brandon Lewis with a two-run homer. Rockhounds were stifled completely until the third, all with two outs. Solo home run, Max Schumann. Line drive single, Lawrence Butler. RBI double, Brett Harris. Diego Cartaya leads it off, and he takes a called Steve Wright from Shohei Tomioka. So a young man from Japan on the mound, young man, a tremendous prospect. Cartaya from Maracay, Venezuela at the plate. Takes down the way for a ball, one ball and one strike to count to the Tulsa catcher. Diego 1-for-8 in this young season. Struck out his first time up. Tulsa 3 runs, 4 hits. Rockhounds 2 runs, 3 hits. Pitch low and outside for a ball. It's 2-1. Game has been errorless, and we have seen a bundle of strikeouts. Through 3 innings, 14 whiffs, 7 for each team. Pitch to the corner. Well, just outside. Shohei thought he had a strike. That is almost the exact same spot that Emmett Sheehan reacted to a time or two. Can't blame either one of them. Really close. 3-1 pitch. Foul straight back. So the top of the fourth inning, the first of a six-game series, and that's the case almost throughout the season. There are 2 3-gamers. And a swing and a miss, and Tomioka, for the second time, comes back after getting behind a batter. Got behind Andy Paez and now gets behind Cartaya, but comes back and strikes them both out. Second strikeout for Shohei, the 8th for the Rockhounds in this game, and here is Edis Leonard. Shortstop, a strikeout victim, his first time up, that against Roiber Salinas. Pitch from Shohei, got there, outside corner, good breaking pitch. Actually, just a fastball, some run on it, actually. It's a lot of movement. Got the outside corner called strike. Almost looked like a slider, but at 94, just a fastball, a little movement. The 0-1 pitch from the right-hander, backup pitch, fouled straight back up over our heads and back onto the roof, 0-2. Tomorrow night, 6:30, first pitch, half-price hot dogs, I might mention. That's my kind of night. 7 o'clock, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in order. Thirsty Thursday, double bag night Friday, and Saturday fireworks. So 2, swung on and fouled away. Still an 0-2 count to Leonard. And we'll wrap that series up Sunday afternoon. Quick reminder there, will change in 2023. Sunday afternoon games at 1 o'clock. The 0-2 pitch, backup delivery fouled away. Got a tiny piece of it to Leonard, and he hangs in, still 0-2. Jose Ramos waiting on deck. Here are game summary. These teams each 2-1 coming into the season, or coming into the series to open the season. Pitch down and away, 1-2. Drillers took 2 out of 3 from the San Antonio Missions at 1-0 field in Tulsa. And the Hounds took 2 out of 3 from Northwest Arkansas, the Naturals, in Springdale. 1-2 pitch outside, ball 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Drillers in the North Division, double-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Hounds in the South, double-A affiliate of the Oakland A's. Bouncer on 2 long hops to shortstop. Hernandez, shoulder high, makes the play. Bad throw on a hot backhanded nicely by Davidson for the out. Shorted him a little bit, and on the one-hop play, Logan, who is playing first base for the third time this season, where he can really play anywhere. Don't know that we've seen Logan play a lot of third base. He is very capable of it. Saw a lot at shortstop and second base and some at third. Now playing first base here in 2023. He can play anywhere in the infield. Ramos takes a call. Strike to Jose. Struck out on a pitch in the dirt in the second inning. 0 for 1 is the right-handed hitting right fielder. 3-2 drillers. Top of the fourth inning. 0-1 pitch. Way high for a ball. 1-1. In our game summary, a little bit of news with Mason Miller promoted after just one appearance with the Rockhounds. Now with the AAA Las Vegas Aviators. Here's a line shot up the middle. Good swing of the bat by Ramos. Looked like middle out. Boy, he just squared that up and lined it into center. Butler makes the play there, but one on and two down. Here is Cody Hosey. A ground out his first time up. Ramos with the fifth base hit for Tulsa. One on, two men down. Hounds scored both of their runs with the bases empty and two out in the last of the third to cut into the 3-0 lead. Drillers trying for some two-out work to be done here. Pitch down and away to Hosey for ball one. Cody 2-for-8 to start the year as the right-handed hitter. Indiana native. Takes just down the middle, but low by not very much. Crowd reacted a bit. Two balls, no strikes. And second baseman Cooper Bowman really shading toward the middle as much as you can get away with. Pitch right down the chute, called strike 93, and the count goes to 2-1. Shortstop Hernandez shading a little toward the hole, and Brett Harris maybe a step toward the line. 2-1 pitch, fouled straight back, and it's 2-2. So tomorrow these two ball clubs will meet in Landon Knack, who went 4 scoreless in his first outing. He goes against J.T. Ginn, who will make his first appearance of the year. 2-2 pitch, chopper to third, handled by Harris on the long hop, throws the first, and the inning is over. Brett Harris to Logan Davidson, 5-3, goes the put out. So Shohei Tomioka gives up a base hit, but nothing with it, and we've got ourselves a one-run ball game. Trivia answer coming up. Our Village Car Wash score of our game through 3.5 innings of play. Tulsa 3, Rockhounds 2.
The Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Bottom half of the fourth inning, 3-2. Tulsa with the lead. Kevin Sheehan delivers up high to Logan Davidson. Switching first baseman will lead it off. Strikeout victim, one of 5 in a row, in fact, for Sheehan in that span between the first and third innings. Logan takes inside for a ball, and the count quickly to 2-0. Logan Davison, Cooper Bowman, and Darryl Hernandez in what has become a one-run game. 2-0 count. Davidson waits. Logan, big swing and a miss. Chased one up maybe a little bit. Two balls, a strike on the 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Glancing out toward left field, and Johnny DeLuca, boy, he's right on the edge of sunlight and shadow in terms of his line of sight. 2-1 pitch, swung on and lifted that way to left. Coming on, DeLuca, ball into very shallow left. Made a really good play on that. It's not a web, Jim, won't get you. A replay, but that was a ball hit right into that left field area high in the sky, and was watching DeLuca right before that pitch. He was shielding his eyes. He was standing pretty much in the shadows, but you could tell the sun just peering over the top of the stadium roof. That being said, ball was hit very shallow to the left, got a good jump, and made the play. Cooper Bowman stands in, takes for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Long stretch of sunlight, the only direct sunlight now in shallow right center and out through the batter's eye in center field. Beautiful, beautiful evening. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-0. Can't ask for much more than, 80-plus, a little bit of wind. And this 11th evening of April. The 2-0 pitch, high strike, inside edge, 2-1 the count to Cooper. Struck out looking. In the second inning, Cooper 2 for 12 to start the year. Four stolen bases. Pitch to the corner called. Strike outside edge, actually, maybe outside half. 2-2. Bowman stole 47 last year. Two single-A stops in the Yankees organization. Actually, let me correct that. Advanced single-A with the Yankees, then the A's in Lansing after the trade. 2-2 pitch, fouled it back, but he stole 47 bags. Darryl Hernandez, who was on deck, stole 32 bases. Of course, Max Schumann, 50-plus couple of years ago, stole 23 last year, did Max, so the Hounds have some guys that can go. 2-2 pitch, check swing, got him. Actually, it might have been a foul tip, but fooled him anyway. Cooper Bowman out on strikes. Boy, she really tied him up with that pitch.
Shortstop, Darryl
Hernandez. So that is 8 strikeouts for Sheehan. Darryl Hernandez is one of those victims, and he will stand in. Each staff with 8 strikeouts with the fourth inning not yet, or at least not quite over. Pitch up high for ball one, one ball, no strikes. Mentioned Roger Bresnahan those years and years and years ago. Giants catcher was booed at home. On this day, heckled relentlessly, 1-0 pitch, fouled away because of something he was wearing. And it's something that, well, I can guarantee you three guys and probably five are wearing in this ballpark tonight, unless somebody is in the stands, and if so, that would be weird. What might that have been? 1-1 pitch, fouled back. I'll give you a quote from Roger Bresnahan that will tell you. He said, boy, they sure called me lots of names when I tried on those shin guards. They must have been a good idea at that, though, he said, because they tell me catchers still wear them. And, yep, that was 1907. And, 116 years later, they still do. Roger Bresnahan was a bright guy. He fashioned his out of leather and then some straps and hooks to keep them in place. Shin guards. Roger Bresnahan, swing the foul away. It's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Our Hilliard Office Solutions solution. It kind of reminds me, really stunning, that it took so long, for example, for hockey goalies to wear a mask. Same kind of thing, swinging a foul back. Not quite as serious, swinging a foul back 1-2. But can you imagine being a catcher? Any level of baseball, but I guess especially in the big leagues, a catcher, no shin guards? Man. One ball, two strikes, base is empty. Back up, pitch up and in for a ball. 2-2, 3-2 Tulsa, bottom of the fourth inning. Sheehan wants a new baseball, does Emmett? 6'4", 220, he's a native of New York City.
As mentioned, a product of Boston College. Sheehan ready to go. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch is swung and popped in the air. It's playable. Nope, going to get straight back out of play. So, Darryl Hernandez doing battle here. Be the eighth pitch coming up of this plate appearance. Along with a 3-2 score, we've seen an unusual pitch clock violation, one that I'm sure will be discussed. The argument of the discussion really didn't get that heated, I don't think. There's a swing and a foul away. Hernandez doing a really good job protecting the plate. He's fouled off 4 2-strike pitches, and he's about to see pitch number 9 in this plate appearance. But it was unusual. Yorbit Vivas, foul ball left field corner, and he went over. He didn't come directly back to the plate, and there was something on his mind, it appeared. Looks like he was talking to the first base coach. 2-2 pitch and a swing and a miss, and after all of that, pitch to the dirt. Cartaya retrieves, throws to first for the out. So Hernandez does battle, but Sheehan wins the battle, and it's 3-up, 3-down for the Rockhounds here in the bottom half of the fourth inning, including strikeouts number 8 and 9 for the talented right-hander. Looks like the Hounds might go to the bullpen here. We'll see, and we'll go to the top half of the fifth inning. After 4 complete, they have a 1-run ball game. Drillers 3 and the Rockhounds 2.
If you love HEB, but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Drayson Kubo will make his 2023 debut. Drayson finished last season here. Pitched very well, so an inning and two-thirds in his season debut for Shohei Tomioka. An inning and two-thirds, one base hit, no runs. Did not walk the batter. He struck out 2. And Drayson Kubo will relieve him here in the fifth. So Shohei Tomioka, who is from Kurobe, Japan, will give way to Drayson Kubo, who is from the Hawaiian Islands. Drayson, 6 feet, 200 pounds, 25 years of age. To Stephen F. Austin. He will face 9, 1, and 2 in the order. Josh Stowers singled and stole a base his first time up, that in the second. Swings and lines one up the middle of ace hit. Jumped on the first pitch, and it's a one-hop line drive to center fielder Lawrence Butler. So Stowers, 2 for 2.
Number 7, Johnny DeLuca.
So the top of the order. Third time around, Johnny DeLuca 0-for-2, both on strikeouts. Both of those against Rockhound starter Roiber Salinas. It's also with a 1-1 lead here in the top of the fifth. The pitch to the dirt, nicely blocked by Shane McGuire. Good job of the Hounds catcher. 1 ball, no strikes. Drayson Kubo spending most of last season with Lansing, the advanced A stop in the A's ladder. Lansing Lugnuts. Entertaining name. Swinging that ball is well hit high to left, but I believe foul from the reaction. Yep, boy got out in front of that a little bit, man. He launched it. But well out of play. 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnny DeLuca last year with the Drillers came up, played 25 games. And he was really swinging the bat extremely well. 1-1 pitch bouncer toward third, and that is a hook off fair ball. Harris makes the play, throws backhanded pick, not in time by a quarter step. Infield single for DeLuca. Boy, a good play by Harris and a nice pick by Davidson. Rockhounds dugout thought that was in time. Bobby's not going to come all the way out to argue it, but boy, that was a very close play. Really nice backhanded pick on an excellent play defensively by Brett Harris just to get there. Ball was barely fair, so all the way across the diamond and really throwing into the wind, a bit of a crosswind. Davidson made a really good backhanded scoop, but it's back-to-back hits. The line drive single for Stowers, the infield single by Johnny DeLuca. So it's two on, nobody down, and here is Yorbit Vivas, and he will come to the plate with a bat in his hand and a chip on his shoulder. This ball swung on and missed. Boy, tracing at 95 with a high heat. Oh, it's 0-1. Yeah, Vivas doubled and scored in the first and then was called out on what would have been a full count on a pitch clock violation and an interesting one. Pitch down low, one ball, one strike. Sent a ball into...
Now batting number 44, Andy Klein.
Well, all apologies. I lost the voice there for just a moment. And in the meantime, fly ball to right field. Well hit off the bat of Yorbit Vivas. And that is handled in right by Max Schumann. Good play. Went a long ways to get it. So first and third with Stowers advancing. One man down. Runners at the corners. Runner at first base goes. Pitch taken down low. Here's McGuire with a throw. Not quite in time. Stolen base for DeLuca. That puts runners at first and second. One man down, 1-0 count to Andy Páez. Páez 1-for-2 with single and a run scored. His single really is the difference in the game. That was an RBI single top of the first inning. And then he scored on Brandon Lewis's home run. Lewis on deck. One ball, no strikes. Backup pitch and a good one called strike by Kubo. One ball, one strike. So in this inning, Josh Stowers with a single to center field, line drive up the middle. Johnny DeLuca, then the infield single, close play at first. Fly ball to right center field, allowing lead runner to move. It's a line drive left side. That's a base hit. That will score at least one and probably two. Throw will be cut off. It's a two-run single. Páez having a terrific night. He is 2-for-3. And Andy just jumped all over that. And the aggressive base running really paying off there. Stowers, who advanced to third on the fly ball to deep right. Of course, he scored with ease. But DeLuca will score with relative ease as well from second after stealing second base. And Andy Páez had three RBIs coming into this ballgame in his first three games, and he has three tonight. And it is now 5-2 Tulsa. And we have a pitch clock violation, so ball one. That one was not controversial, but interesting. Kubo went ahead and threw the pitch anyway, but he had already been called for the pitch clock violation. 1-0 to Brandon Lewis. Two-run home run and a well-hit line drive to left that Goldberg tracked down. Takes a strike on the outside half. One ball, one strike. So Paez on at first base. Two runs across. Boy, Paez has had a huge night. He's driven in three, scored one. Swinging a pop-up, right field will carry a little bit, not a lot. Schumann is there straight away and not deep. Runner bluffs, but we'll get back. Schumann makes the catch, throw back into the infield. Two men down. The top of the fifth, and now a 5-2 Tulsa advantage, and Diego Cartaya, the batter. Diego has struck out twice in this game. Drillers got the first three. Rockhounds got within a run, 3-2. And now Paez extends the lead back to three runs. Pitch down and away, not by a lot. One ball, no strikes. So two runs on three hits in the inning. Trayson looks over his right shoulder at the base runner. Now comes set. Hands right about at the belt. The 1-0 pitch. Down and in for a ball. In the dirt, but handled by McGuire. 2-0. Diego Cartaya struck out swinging against Roiber Salinas in the first inning, and likewise against Shohei Tomioka in the fourth, 0-2. 1-9 on the year. Tempted, doesn't go. He hold up. He did, and appeal. Nope, didn't get there. Three balls, no strikes. Ty Krause is our crew chief. He is from Glendale, Arizona, calling balls and strikes. Felix Neon from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic at first base. 3-0 pitch. Ooh, way up and in, almost hit him. Ball four. So 2-1 now. Down to second base goes Andy Paez, and the batter will be Eddie's Leonard. Third base umpire is Jared Molman, and he is from Brenham, Texas. Drillers 5, Rockhounds 2. Tulsa wearing the Dodger blue jerseys with gray baseball pants. Rockhounds wearing the classic home white uniforms. And pitching coach Chris Smith now will pay a visit to the mound. Well, I was making fun of the technology. And then something caught in my throat and the voice went away. Other than that, just smooth as silk. Just gliding down that baseball radio highway. But you know what I always say about opening night? First of all, opening night, one way or another, it's wonderful. It really is. Home opening night, of course, for the Rockhounds here. Opening night for you and for me. But in addition to saying how wonderful it is, it's just one of those that, especially home opener, you just kind of feel thankful at the end of the evening when the ball game is in the books, you got the box score tucked away, and take a deep breath and, as the great Jake Taylor said in the movie Major League, relax, kid. We got 162 of these games to play. Ty Krause, home plate umpire, called time for a moment, pointed to the scoreboard, but now we are ready to go. First and second, two men down. Leonard, right-handed hitting shortstop, the batter. Woo, way up and in with a fastball at 94. That's an attention getter. One ball, no strikes. It's also laughing because I got a text in here so ago from a friend of mine, he and I worked together back in the Pacific Northwest, and was swinging a foul straight back. And I these last, what, couple of seasons, I'm kind of my own board operator. We are kind of our self-contained radio station, if you will, our broadcasts on BillyRockhounds.org, and he and I both have been board operators in the past and have done broadcasts. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Good backup pitch. And Leonard a little out in front, 1-2. But I'm sure with a smile, his text asked if I
ran through all the commercial messages earlier, and did they play? And yes, Tom, they did. They did the first time. Of course, now the game's going on, and not all of them are. Thank you very much. One ball, two strike pitch. Bouncer toward third, fair or foul, a foul ball. Wide of the bag, down the left field line and into the corner. A ball and two strikes, and Paez will return to second baseman Cartaya to first. Tulsa 5, Hounds 2. Field now entirely in shadows, just a glimmer of sunlight against the green batter's eye in straightaway center field. Breeze is gentle overall and especially gentle by West Texas standards, right to left and inward. Not a huge factor at all. And that's a bonus around here. One ball, two strikes. Kubo's pitch rolled towards short. Hernandez is there. He'll go the short way underhand. Boy, that's just in time. Boy, Cartaya really hustled. But he is out. 6-4 goes the put out. And the inning is over. But the Drillers push that lead back to 3 runs. Andy Paez continues to have a big-time night in this ball game. And so we are midway through the home opener. Billy's Car Wash score now reads Tulsa 5, Rockhounds 2.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must try for any Coke fan. So make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey, fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Drillers will go to the bullpen as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning, and Lyle Lockhart will come on, left-hander. So he becomes the pitcher of record. Texan out of Friendswood, Texas. He'll face Shane McGuire to lead it off in what is a 5-2 game. First pitch swing, fly ball center field. Paez drifting back, and he's got it. Ball in a lot of air under it, and he will make the play, tucks it away. One man down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Thanks to the man who made that catch, Andy Paez, the Drillers back on top by 3. Michael Goldberg will be the batter. Bounced out to third base. Cody Hosey handled back in the third inning. 0-for-1 is Michael. 4-for-12 to start this season. Takes high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Top of the order, Max Schumann on deck. In the last of the fifth, 5-2 Tulsa. So Emmett Sheehan, this time does at least give up something other than goose egg. To swing and a foul back, it's 1-1. Went 5 innings in relief. His first time out, that was part of a shutout of San Antonio. He was virtually perfect over 5 innings. 1-1 stretch and pitch, roller again toward third. Hosey again, he's right there, sets up, quick release and got him. Goldberg runs Willard really well, so Hosey had to release that ball in a hurry and throw it into a little bit of a crosswind, and that can be a factor here. 2 up and 2 down. And since Brett Harris and his RBI double in the third, that's now 6 in a row retired by Tulsa pitching, Sheehan retiring the last 4 that he faced. So Emmett goes 4 innings, gives up 3 base hits, 2 runs, they are both earned. Pitch fouled away as Max Schumann was jammed on that delivery
Max fouls it away. Max, a solo home run in the third. Called out on strikes to start the bottom of the first inning. Nobody on and two away. Lockhart with a kick. Pitch drops down low. Breaking pitch, and it's one ball, one strike. And it's Sheehan, one walk and nine strikeouts. So he has now pitched nine innings in 2013. He's given up two runs, three hits, and has 17 strikeouts. A swing and a foul back with Chopper, and the count goes one and two. Yeah, gave up a couple of runs in this game, but well, he's pitched nine innings. That's pretty easy. He has a two ERA. So nine innings, three hits, two runs, one walk, one hit batsman, and 17 strikeouts to start the year for Emmett Sheehan. 1-2 count. Max Schumann waits from the right side. The lefty, Lockhart, from the belt. Long set. Went just in time. Delivery, check swing. Did he go? Yep, he did. And Max is out on strikes. Fooled him with a breaking pitch down and in. I think Max felt he might have held up at least enough to require an appeal, but nope, he is out on strikes and the inning is over. So back-to-back 1-2-3 innings for Tulsa pitching, and we have played five. Get you some totals on the other side here in a really cool road to the show coming up from Astound Communications. Hounds will again go to the bullpen. We go to the top of the sixth. Village Car Wash score, Tulsa 5, Rock Hounds 2.
Yogurt is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who could say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The sweet and spicy bacon burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
We have played five on opening night at Benson Bank Ballpark. Tulsa 5, Rockhounds 2. Drillers have twice led this game by three runs. Scored a hat trick in the top half of the first inning. And that was on an Andy Paez RBI single and a two-run home run from Brandon Lewis. It stayed 3-0 until the third. Max Schumann with a solo home run. Lawrence Butler with a single. And Brett Harris with an RBI double made it 3-2. But then Paez again. Top of the fifth inning, a two-run single, and it is 5-2 with Tulsa on top. Jose Ramos is the batter, and Charles Hall bends one over the outside corner for a called strike. Charles Hall out of the Hounds bullpen. Trayson Kubo goes one inning, gives up two runs on three hits with one walk, no strikeouts. Pitch drops low for a ball. In the Tulsa sixth inning, Ramos leading it off. Bottom third of the order, Cody Hosey and Josh Stowers, who has been hot, will follow. Bouncer to third, foul ball. And the count, one ball, then two strikes. Line score has Tulsa 5 runs on 8 base hits. Rockhounds have 2 runs on 3 hits. They came in succession in the third inning, but that's been it. 1-2 pitch, stays up high, ball 2, 2-2. So 5-8-0 for the Drillers, 2-3-0 for the Hounds. Two-run home run by Brandon Lewis, his first of the year. Solo home run, Max Schumann, his first of the season. And Paez with three runs batted in. Line drive up the middle, of base hit. Ramos stayed back on that really nicely, drove the ball right back up the middle. Ninth base hit for the Drillers. Cody Hosey bounced out twice. Grounded out to second baseman Cooper Bowman in the second inning. Then to third baseman Brett Harris his last time up. Charles Hall will be an interesting guy to watch in 2023. Came up kind of quietly was really good out of the bullpen a year ago. Pitch up and into Hosey for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Charles, who is from Virginia, Tusculum University, his alma mater. Pitch outside for a ball. Shane McGuire throwing behind the runner at first. Getting back in easily is Ramos. So two balls, no strikes. When you look at the scorecard, and the Hounds did at least, they got a couple of runs against Emmett Sheehan. That is not easily done, but boy, the three hits came in succession. Outside of that, just one walk. Pitch up high for a ball, so Charles Hall falls behind 3-0 here after giving up the leadoff single. Brett Harris walked, put two men down in the first inning, and then the three consecutive hits in the third, the only four runners for the Hounds. Pitch down the middle, called strike, and it's 3-1. Check the rest of the Texas League, part of our game summary. Hounds and Amarillo 2-1 in the south. There's a ground ball out towards short. Might be two. Hernandez flips to second base for one. Pivot by Bowman. Good solid throw. Got him with ease. 6-4-3. Double play. First double play of this ball game. 6-4-3. Hernandez to Bowman to Donovan. To Donovan. Listen to me. It's Logan Davidson. Forgive me. Here's Josh Stowers, and mentioned a couple of moments ago, he has had himself a night. He is 2-for-2, two singles, a stolen base, and he has scored a run. Ball's pitch bends right over the heart of the plate, called strike. Tulsa is 2-1 along with Arkansas and Wichita in the North Division. Pitch bounces up there and bounces off the body of Shane McGuire, the life of a catcher. Since a couple of years back now, 10 teams in the Texas League. Teams will play a split season again. 69 games in each half, 138 total. A swing and a miss, breaking ball. One ball, two strikes. Josh Stowers, right-handed hitter, and I want to mention the playoffs in the divisions, because last year Josh was a member of the Frisco Rough Riders and was a member of the team that broke the longest title drought among current teams in the league. Swinging a high pop fly in a right field, not deep toward the line. Schumann, anybody going to get there? Ball drifting and drifting. Nope, out of play. Boy, just kept moseying on over toward the stands down the right field line. He gets out of play, and so Stowers will come back to the plate with a 1-2 count. Frisco came into the Texas League in 2003. Gosh, is that possible 20 years ago? My goodness gracious, got to get a nap. They won the title in 2004, but had not won one since. Josh Stowers was a member of that team that broke through a year ago, and boy, they're pretty good this year, it would appear. Pitch just inside, 2-2. Jim Callis, who was a wonderful writer for MILB, online, says Frisco has the strongest roster in all of minor league baseball. Tulsa fourth, all of minor league baseball, not the Texas League total. Pitch down and away, 3-2. Of course, it's a little bit different than saying that about a big league team, because we know the cast of characters will change. That's part of the deal. But a good looking team. Ground ball foul between the bag and the box on the third base side. Still 3-2. Stowers doing battle here is the right-handed hitter. 5-2 Tulsa in the top of the sixth inning. Three balls, two strikes, set by Charles Hall. Right-hander with a kick and a pitch, just up and in. Boy, he thought the inning was over, but it just missed ball four. Well, I would think pretty good bet here that Stowers is going to be running. He stole a base in the second, and he was very aggressive on the base paths in the fifth, and that helped set up the two-run rally that put Tulsa back on top by three. Field completely in shadows. A little bit more breeze than we've had now. Picking up a little. Stretch of pitch by Hall. Down and away from Charles. One ball, no strikes. Johnny DeLuca. Right-handed hitter, 1-for-3 with a single, a steal, and a run scored. That came in the fifth. Struck out twice against Rockhounds starter, Roy Bersalinas. Throw over to first base, chase the runner back. Tomorrow evening, 6:30, will be our first pitch. Really good matchup again. Landon Knack, who was outstanding in his first start of the year against JT Ginn. Really looking forward to watching him pitch. 1-0 pitch, line drive, little looper in his shallow right. That'll sink and drop in front of Max Schumann. Ball spinning like a top. Stowers comes to third. Runners at the corners with two men down. Little inside-out swing by DeLuca, and he just deposited that in shallow right field. Stowers, of course, was running with two men down, so he gets to third with ease. A little flare into right field, so well, that double play looks very big right now in this inning. Leadoff single by Ramos. He was doubled up on the 6-4-3 double play, a walk and a single since. First and third, two men down, and here is Yorba Vivas. 1-for-3 with a double and a run. Pitch swung on, looped into left field, not deep. Goldberg rather drifting over. Michael is there toward the line to make the catch. So the inning will come to an end. Tulsa had some activity going, but nothing on the board. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a couple of men left on base. I'm just mentioning the Texas League, so we'll take a look at the scoreboard for you on the other side of our timeout. Oh, and I owe you a road to the show, I think, is really kind of cool, so we'll get to that as well. 5.5 in the books. Village Car Wash brings you our Rockhounds Drillers matchup. And after 5.5, Tulsa on top, 5-2.
Ace, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Left-hander Lyle Lockhart back to the mound for his second inning of work. Tulsa 5 and the Rockhounds 2. Our ups and downs overall this evening, but again, said earlier, thanks so much for coming on board. It was a pleasure to be back in the booth and playing baseball here as these teams meeting again. First of a six-game set. We'll continue through Sunday afternoon. Lawrence Butler leads it off. He has hit the ball hard both times up. He's 1-for-2 as Lawrence with a single and a run scored. Picks up and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Now, when I say it's going to be interesting to watch Lawrence Butler this season, a whole bunch of folks in the Hayes organization would echo that. He is a really good-looking prospect. Pitched down and away for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Lawrence from Atlanta was drafted out of high school, Westlake High School. And slow first couple of seasons as a pro, but again, remember, that's really young, barely 18. 2-0 pitch, and I jinxed him nicely. Tapper back to Lockhart will make the play. Scrambles a bit, but Lyle gets there. Throws to first underhands for the out. So 1-3 put up. That's the first time that Lawrence hadn't put a charge into one tonight. He lined out sharply to center field his first time and singled to right center his second time up. So 1-for-3 with a run for the Rockhounds center fielder. One man down, and Brett Harris will be the batter. Hounds third baseman with D.H. Greg Dykeman on deck. Lockhart set. Left-hander on the mound. Right-hander at the plate. Right here. Takes a good breaking pitch. Snaps in over the heart of the plate for a called strike and a toe and one. Lyle Lockhart mentioned Friendswood, Texas. 25 years of age. 6-1, 2-10. Left-hander set, delivers and sails that one high and away. One ball and one strike. This is his 2023 debut. You heard from Astound Communications a couple of moments ago. Kind of cool on our Astound Road to the Show. Former Rockhound Max Muncie. Here's the 1-1. Hard-hit ball left side. Clean base hit. Sit back on a well-off speed pitch. Only 77 miles an hour. And Brett stayed back on it. And base hit to left. Boy, Brett Harris, only four games in, of course. But, boy, Brett really off to a terrific start. He has one of the three consecutive hits and an RBI double in the third. He has now singled. He walked his first time up. So Brett Harris is 2-for-2 with a walk, a double, and a ribby. And Brett is 5-for-12 with three walks on the season. Breaking pitch, and Greg Dykeman chased that one, hit him way out in front, 0-1. Greg, couple of strikeouts against starter Emmett Sheehan. Max Muncy, and of course, there is now another Max Muncy in the A's organization. He's a young infielder. He is at Lansing, one step below the Hounds. Pitch up and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. The other Max Muncy, such an interesting career Max had. Member of the Rockhounds in 2013 and 14. And he was flat struggling to start this season with the L.A. Dodgers. 1-1 pitch, throw to first base. L.A., of course, the Dodgers, parent club of the Tulsa Drillers. Now, Max was really struggling. He was 4 for his first 33. He was in a miserable 1-for-17 slump. And so he went back and started looking at video and finally got back to some basics. He changed some things at the plate. Swing, a fly ball, right field. That ball is high indeed. Greg Dykeman got a lot. Did he get enough? He did. Gone. Sidewalk souvenir, Greg Dykeman. Got a ball over the inside part of the plate, it looked like, and drove it high, deep, up, and out, through the wind to right field, onto the berm, and we once again have a one-run ball game. Greg Dykeman, two-run homer. Boy, just really turned on that ball, did Greg Dykeman. Third home run of the game overall, the second for the Rockhounds, and for Greg Dykeman, that is two-run shot that brings home Brett Harris. Once again, the Hounds within a run. Swing pop-up behind the plate off the bat of Logan Davidson, and that will, yep, finally going to get out of reach. Diego Cartaya looked back, and thought he might have had enough room on that, but nope, that floated back. Wind pushed it a bit, too. So Tulsa has now had leads of 3-0 and 5-2. The Hounds have gotten within 3-2 and now back within 5-4. Logan Davidson against the left-hander Lockhart. Batting from the right side. Logan 0-for-2. Takes high for a ball. One ball and a strike. Struck out swinging in the second and flew out to left in the fourth. Both of those ABs against Tulsa starter Emmett Sheehan. 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, breaking pitch, one ball and two strikes. Talking about Max Muncy, he has always hit really well against the San Francisco Giants, and that was the opponent the other day on Sunday. And through April 9th, he was 4-for-33 with a home run and two RBIs. Monday the 10th, went 3-for-3 with two home runs, including a grand slam and seven runs batted in. Pitch to the dirt, 2-2. Had a grand slam and a three-run home run. So, yeah, he figured things out. And went back to some batting traits that he had used before, just his setup and his approach. Two balls, two strikes. Breaking pitch, swung on and missed. Well, it really pulled the string with the off-speed breaking pitch, a swinging strike three. Two men down in the inning, strikeout number 2 for Lockhart and number 11 for the Drillers. And the batter is Cooper Bowman, 0-for-2, both on strikes. Max Muncy played here in 2013 and 2014. That was the first of the four-peat stretch. Fastball High strike. Got there outside edge, just under 90. 0-1 to Cooper Bowman. Right-handed hitting second baseman. Cooper 2 for 13 to start the season. Max Muncy was almost out of baseball. Backdoor pitch called strike. 0-2. He had been released by the A's. He hadn't gotten the phone call, kept waiting for the phone to ring, and it just never did. But finally, the L.A. Dodgers in 2017, Max was already talking with his dad about maybe what would be next after baseball. The 0-2 pitch bounces to the plate. And he had really just never found his batting stroke. As a pro, had Max, at least not to the extent that he thought he would. It was a high draft choice. Dodgers gave him a chance. They called him just before 2017's regular season began at AAA. That was 2017. Swing, little looper, right side. Got a chance. Going to sink. Going to drop. Base hit. Cooper will give a look. He'll hold at first base. Ramos gets over there to make the play for the Drillers, but the tying run on board. Good at bat for Cooper Bowman. He really fought that pitch off. It was a one ball, two strike count. Got in on him, it looked like. And he just flared it down the right field side. Now, Cooper Bowman can flat run. He had 47 steals a year ago at Advanced A. So let's see if he's going. Now, left-hander on the mound. The batter is Darryl Hernandez, 0 for 2, also on strikes. Throw to first. Well, Cooper was leaning, but he'll get back. So there is throw number one. You are allowed two. If you try a third time and do not get the base runner you're trying to pick off, he is awarded the base. I believe it's a balk, right? Crazy. Had to come up with somehow to score it, I guess. Pitch, high strike. Boy, just got there. 0-1 count. Darryl Hernandez, 0 for 2 in this one. 2 for 9 to start the year. So you got a guy at first base, came over in a trade with the Yankees. Guy at the dish, who was from El Paso, coming over from Baltimore. Cole Irvin trade. Pitched down low, 1-1. Mentioning Max Muncy, he, again, was really close to being out of baseball. Thought he might get a call maybe from, say, an independent team, but instead it was the Dodgers, AAA. Spent 17 there, and next thing you know, in 2018, the big leagues with the L.A. Dodgers. Called strike, high edge, 1-2. Darryl asked about it. One on and two men down, one-run game. Boy, he's not only been tremendous with the Dodgers, World Series ring. One ball, two strikes, stretching, pitch, and a foul away. One ball and two strikes, and we'll do it again. Shane McGuire waiting on deck. Well, just crazy sometimes the way a career will not go the way you had in mind, and you think, well, maybe that's it. And every once in a while it happens. You get that call, you do your job. Runner goes, pitch swung on, and missed. And a good grab by Cartaya. That ball got all the way to the dirt. Diego handled it cleanly, then tagged Hernandez. So Darryl is out on strikes. And the Rockhounds will get a couple and leave one man on. So one more time, got a one-run ball game. Good one going tonight. Tulsa Drillers and the Rockhounds. Six in the books. Village Car Wash score. Drillers 5, Rockhounds 4.
EIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds. And they can be your getaway, too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three quarter tons, one tons, two and four wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get 5 tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter-Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All-American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the stretch inning at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Sky darkening now. Stadium lights really starting to take effect. Yeah, a little bit breezier than we were earlier in the evening, but still just nice, what, 70s and gorgeous. Andy Paez steps in, takes a called strike. Boy, this guy has been not the entire story, but a whole big bunch of it for the Drillers in this game. He is 2 for 3. With a run and 3 ribbies. Pitched by Charles Hall. Just outside and low. 1 ball and 1 strike. 1-1 the count. Andy Paez, Brandon Lewis, who has the 2-run home run, and then Diego Cartaya. A pretty good trio. Pritch drops down low. 2 balls and 1 strike. Andy Paez played here last year, didn't necessarily tear it up for average, but hit .236, but he hit 26 home runs at 80 driven in. It's inside for a ball, 3 balls and a strike. Outfielder and native of Cuba. Good prospect for the L.A. Dodgers. 1 ball, make it 3 balls, 1 strike, swing and a miss. Good breaking pitch. That's the movement on that. Was that 90? Wow. Gun says 90, and well, you don't use a radar gun anymore, do you? Whatever they use, it's much more accurate. And boy, that pitch had, again, good amount of movement on it, but got there at 90 and a swinging strike, and the count is full. 3-2. Shading him well up the middle of the Hounds is second baseman Cooper Bowman, but the pitch drops low, ball 4. Charles Hall talking to himself a bit. Second walk issued by the Rockhounds reliever. Roybert Salinas went the first 2 1/3. Gave up 3 runs on 4 base hits. Now here comes Bobby out of the dugout. So, yep, that will be it. So it'll be one man on, nobody down. Hounds will go to the bullpen here. So for Charles Hall, he will go an inning plus. A couple of base hits had a huge double play played behind him. Turned behind him. That turned out to be very big. So he'll leave a man on at first base with nobody down in a 1-run game. Game in the top half of the 7th. And Brian Howard will come on. Don't need a uniform number to recognize Brian. 6'9". Guy who was last year 3 seasons ago. And he has been at AAA Las Vegas. He's making a little bit of a transition this year to the bullpen. He is one of those guys that, of course, the team hadn't been in town all that long, but they turned around and headed out to Springdale, Arkansas. But one of the guys who got a chance to visit with briefly was Brian Howard. And he's just one of those guys that reminds you why you like baseball. He's just a really, really good guy, a lot on the ball, and making the transition to the bullpen. And I asked him if he's okay with it, and he said he's actually kind of looking forward to it. Didn't put up the numbers at AAA as a starter that he would like, and of course that's a significant jump. Hitters far more experienced, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so, well, Brian, he's hoping for a second ticket to Las Vegas this time, maybe as a reliever. His warm-up toss is done. Made one appearance in the series at Northwest Arkansas, went an inning and a third. Got in a little bit of trouble. He gave up a couple of hits and a walk, but one strikeout and no runs across. He was from St. Louis, living in the Metroplex these days. It was down the way, ball 1-1 ball, and no strikes. And as he makes the move to the bullpen, this is a very important year. He's 27 years of age, as Brian has mentioned, 6'9", 220.
little chopper out toward shortstop. Hernandez is going to have to hurry, makes the play, unloads in a hurry, throws high, nope, pulled him off the bag. So Brandon Lewis on the tapper to shortstop, and that will be a base hit. So first and second with nobody out. Well, Chopper and Hernandez had to hurry that a little bit. So
now batting number 17, Diego
Padilla. Tough base hit. It's one of those that every hitting coach wants that to be a hit. Every pitching coach wants it to be an error, and there is no margin for error in between. Hernandez had to charge it. It was going to be a very close play anyway. His throw was high, pulled Davidson off the bag, but close enough that it will be deemed a hit. First pitch swing, little looper into right field toward the corner. That ball is going to slice, dice, and drop. That's a fair ball off the bat of Cartaya. That will score one run. Throw to second base. Cartaya is out. Schumann's throw to Hernandez in time. So a run scores, and then an out is recorded. Páez scores. Boy, continues his big time night. So Cartaya drives him home with a single toward the right field line. Schumann got to it in a hurry. Made the play, just really kind of a flare down the right field line. And Darryl Hernandez covering the bag. Coming all the way around to third is Brandon Lewis. So the lead back to two. It's 6-4. Runner at third, one down, infield in. Adiz Leonard takes down and away for ball one. So Tulsa, again, expands the lead. Drillers have not trailed in this game. They have led 3-0, 5-2, and now 6-4. 1-0 pitch, just low and outside. Count goes 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Get infield in, all the way around. You have to have, if you're an infielder, pitch down and away for a ball. That's 3-0. The basic rule says you have to have both feet on the dirt, but of course that does not apply to the infield grass. You cannot have your feet on the outfield grass, and you cannot shift. 3-0. Big swing and a miss. Boy, had the green light, did Leonard. Swings and misses. Ediz. 0-3. Struck out in the first against Salinas. Bounced to shortstop, and a nice pick at first by Logan Davidson, and bounced into a fielder's choice. Time called here. Leonard steps out. Even calling time, of course, doesn't slow things down all that much. It just basically resets the clock, but it gives you a chance to gather your thoughts. 3-1 pitch, swing, and a miss. Count goes full, 3-2. Runner at third, one down, 6-4 Tulsa. RBI, by the way, for Diego Cartaya, his first. 3-2 pitch. Backed up, boy, just inside. Ball four. Stayed off the inside part of the plate. Maybe a bit high, so 2-1 with two down. Jose Ramos, the batter, he has quietly had a very good night. 2-3. Jose struck out his first time up, but has singled twice since. Jose out of Panama. His first stint at AA was with Great Lakes, the Advanced A Midwest League All of last year. Right-hander hitter, hands up high, waggles that bat, takes down low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Here in the top of the ninth inning in North Little Rock, Arkansas, Springfield is leading the Travelers 5-4. It's a good ball game. Just broke a four-all tie. Big swing and a miss. The count goes 1-1. Arkansas led that game 4-0 in the top of the third inning. Springfield tied it at 4 in the seventh. They've taken the lead in the ninth inning at Dickey Stevens Park. A swing and a miss. And the count goes 1-2. San Antonio leading Frisco. That's at Nelson Wolf Stadium in the Alamo City. 2-0 in the top of the sixth. Corpus Christi at Amarillo leading the Sod Poodles 3-1. Pitch called, third strike right down the chute. I thought Jose Ramos was kind of arguing the call. I think he was just talking to himself. Took that pitch right down the chute. Called third strike.
That's
nine strikeouts for Rockhounds pitching. Six for Roiber Salinas. A couple for Shohei Tomioka. Now one for Brian Howard. Boy, he's a big batter here. 6-4 the score. Two on, two out. Cody Hosey, 0 for 3. Three ground ball outs. He takes strike on the outside half, 0-1. By the way, I reacted to a 3-1 game. That is at Hodgetown in Amarillo. Corpus Christi 3, Amarillo 1. And Northwest Arkansas and Wichita tied up one apiece. That game is in Wichita, Kansas. Swing and a foul back, and it's 0-2. So, Brian Howard. One run across. First and third, the runners, two men down in an 0-2 count to right-handed hitting Cody Hosey. Hands about letter high, rocks him a little bit, takes way up high for a ball, one ball and two strikes. All of the matchups we just told you about, including ours here, will go through Sunday, six-game sets. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, pitch to the dirt. McGuire had to dig it out. Throws to first for the out. So the Drillers add to the lead. Brian Howard comes back and gets a couple of strikeouts to prevent any further damage. The Drillers get a run on a couple of base hits, two walks, one double play along the way, and two men are left on base. So seventh inning stretch. Been a while since we've had Take Me Out to the Ball Game near Momentum Bank Ballpark. Yeah, must be baseball season. Village Car Wash score. Take me out to the ballgame time. Tulsa 6, Rockdowns 4.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Lyle Lockhart will go back to the mound for the bottom half of the seventh inning. By the way, a correct my card. Brian Howard did not give a run charge to him. The run that scored charged to Charles Hall, just to clarify on the card. So Charles goes an inning and two-thirds, a run and a couple of base hits. And then the two strikeouts from Brian Howard, getting the Rockhounds out of the inning. Our non-Googleable trivia. Our friends at Bud Light. I'll make sure I... this one right, here we go. Can't find the cheat note. Need the cheat note. Hiya. What do you suppose is the modern day record, let's say since 1900, for most losses in a season by a major league team? First pitch swing, line drive, base hit. Hello, how are you? Off the bat of Shane McGuire. That ball's going to get all the way to the track. Shane McGuire has a stand-up double. One pitch, one swing, line shot, right center field, and Shane McGuire has his first double-A base hit. Murphy's Law strikes, but it strikes happily right in the middle of a sneaking little trivia on a first pitch swing. Shane McGuire, 1-for-3 with a double. So the tying run will come to the plate, Michael Goldberg. Diego Cartaya, we talked about catcher shin guards earlier, is readjusting his. What is the modern-day record for most losses in the season by a Major League Baseball team, let's say since 1900? I'll tell you why I bring that up. I'll give you a pitch here on non-Googleable trivia. If you, of course, you're a fast Googler, you can probably do it. Here's Michael now, runner in scoring position, takes down and into the dirt. Cartaya with a good stop, one ball, no strikes. Most losses in a Major League season. Now, the all-time record was 134, but that was 1899. A little different everything back then. Swing and a foul back, one ball, one strike. That was the Cleveland Spiders. But the modern-day record, most losses in a season, 120. Part two, who did it? Bless their hearts. The 1-1 pitch drops in over the inside corner at the knees. Good breaking pitch from Lockhart. Count is 1-2. Top of the order, Max Schumann on deck. Shane McGuire, the base runner, with a leadoff double and first pitch of the seventh. Michael Goldberg with a 1-2 count. Michael 0-2. Breaking pitch, hard hit, got a chance, base hit! Michael Goldberg, Mr. April, does it again. Base hit, 6-5, bottom of the seventh inning, Hounds back within one. Boy, really good AB, that was a 1-2 pitch. Michael Goldberg has 7 runs batted in for the season. Had 6 coming in, obviously, and that shared the Texas League lead. He has a grand slam. Meant to mention it his last time up, but Michael Goldberg in the month of April is something else. So, base hit, run scores. It is now 6-5, and we're going to get a visit to the mound. Well, the record for most losses in a major league season is 120. I mention it because the streak basically, or that number, started on this date, and it was the New York Mets. 1962. Mets were brand spanking new, and they were brand spanking bad. They were not good. They lost their first game, playing their first ever game, lost at St. Louis 11-4, and they would lose 119 times more in 1962. Here's Max Schumann now. Looks to bunt, draws the bat back, or did he? They appeal. Ooh, say he went. First base umpire, Felix Neon. Said Max did offer. 0-1 the count. Michael Goldberg, very good runner, has really good speed. Left-hander on the mound. 1-run game, nobody out, bottom of the seventh. Max takes in the dirt. The New York Mets were supposed to have played one day ago on this date in 1962. They got rained out. After the game, a bundle of their players got stuck in an elevator in the team hotel, and the next day they lost the first of 120. Pitch up high for a ball, 2 balls and 1 strike. New York Mets, 120 losses, 1962. Now, a couple of teams made a run at it, and really in a different era, to be honest, because expansion teams had no chance for a while back then. Stretched by Lockhart, 2-1 pitch. Max swings and sends one into right field. Inside out swing toward the line. Goldberg will turn for third base. Good hustle. Schumann coming for two. The throw is not in time. Hustle double. Runners at second and third. Nobody down. Max Schumann. Boy, I didn't think he would get the second on that. Ramos got to it in pretty good time. But Max Schumann can flat out go. It was close. He was safe. Second and third are the runners. Max Schumann is 2-for-4 with a home run and a double. Goldberg comes around to third base, so it's second and third. It's nobody out. Sixth base hit allowed by Lyle Lockhart, and the batter is Lawrence Butler. 1-for-3. Left-handed hitter against the lefty. Pitch to the corner. Called strike outside half. 0-1. Lined out to center in the first inning. Single to right center and scored in the third. And tapped out to pitcher Lockhart in the sixth. Second and third. 6-5 Tulsa leads. Hound down by a run as Butler takes on the outside edge. Perfect pitch by Lockhart. 0-2 count on a called strike. Butler waits, 0-2 count. Runners their leads, nobody down. They shade him to pull, do the drillers. Long set, Lockhart's pitch, and a line drive, base hit, tie game. Lawrence Butler, boy, he has ripped, and on the throw home, Butler goes to second. Clutches his hands together. By the way, you're going to really like this kid. He is a just tremendous personality. I've only kind of gathered some things about him. And that is a great at-bat. That was an 0-2 count, and he ripped it up the middle to tie the game. Goes to second on the throw home. And here comes Scott Hennessy, and that will be, I would think, all for Lyle Lockhart. He has been hit hard in this game. And it is a 6-6 tie with second and third, nobody out, and the Drillers will go to the bullpen. So Lockhart will depart, that is, with second and third, nobody out. And the Rockhounds have tied this game. Lawrence Butler is 3-for-4, has three line drives in this game. The first of them was caught. That one brings home a run. That is his first double-A RBI. He's in the score with ease with Michael Goldberg. Max Schumann at third base. That ball was really hard hit. So it'll be Brett Harris with runners at second and third. Nobody out in a now tie game. First time we have been tied on this night. Drillers had leads of 3-0, 5-2, and then 6-4. And the Rockhounds have come back. They now come back to tie it. I mentioned Brett Harris will be the batter. Greg Dykeman, who has homered in this game, is on deck. So in the inning, that's four consecutive base hits. Shane McGuire led the inning off with a line drive double to right center field. Michael Goldberg, RBI single. Max Schumann, the hustle double down the right field line. And Lawrence Butler follows with an RBI single, and that ties it. It was 6-4 coming into the inning. Well, we talked about pitching at the start, but boy, these teams started to swing the bats. 22 hits in this game. Here is Brett Harris, infield in. Takes fastball strike. High strike on the outside edge. It is 0-1. Tulsa 6 runs on 12 base hits. Rockhound 6 runs on 10 hits. But nobody down here in the last of the seventh. Pitch off, check swing. He was really fooled. Brett will talk to himself. Jordan Leisure on to pitch. Forgive me, I wrote him down on the card and forgot to tell you. Jordan Leisure on the mound in relief. In the seventh inning. Two innings plus for Lyle Lockhart, and he is responsible for both men on base. 0-2 count, though. Harris waits, takes, called third strike, got there outside corner. Boy, that's a terrific pitch from Leisure. It was just probably, well, turns out it was too close to take, but boy, it was on the border of being high and wide, but it got there for the out. Now Greg Dykeman, one down in the inning. Strikeout number 13 for Tulsa pitching. Dykeman, left-handed hitter. Infield still in. Just one man down, second and third. Tie game. Swing, pop up, shallow center field. Coming on, Pajes. It'll drop. Base hit. Break the tie with a Texas leaguer. Greg Dykeman knocked the ball out of the ballpark his last time. He pops one up into shallow center, and it drops for a go-ahead Texas League RBI single. Max Schumann comes across to score. Advancing to third base is Lawrence Butler. And Greg Dykeman is 2-for-4 with three runs batted in. That run, of course, goes against Lockhart. So 7-6 Hounds, bottom of the seventh. Here's Logan Davidson, 0-for-3. Runners at the corners, one man down. They shade him up the middle defensively. Throw to first base and a strong one. Runner back in time. Logan, a switch hitter, batting from the left side here. He has struck out twice and flown to left field. Shortstop Leonard shading solidly up the middle, not up the middle, but leaning that way. About as much as you can get away with. Pitch down low. Count goes 2 balls, no strikes. So Lyle Lockhart will turn into a rough outing. 7 hits, 5 runs at this point. 2-0 pitch. Logan takes down and in. Ball 3. That didn't miss by much, but the count now 3-0. Slightly open stance for the Rockhounds first baseman. Leisure set. We'll see if Jordan, or rather if Logan rather, has the green light. Won't matter. Takes called strike inside half of the plate, and the count is 3-1. Jordan Leisure, 6'3", 215, Brandon, Florida, his home. Facing Logan Davidson with runners at the corners. Butler is at third, Dykeman at first. Dykeman runs well. Pitch down and in, ball 4. Logan draws a walk. They are loaded. And the batter is Cooper Bowman, who is 1-for-3. Mentioned that neither of these teams hit for high average at all in the opening series of the year. Both hit right about 200. Tulsa against San Antonio hit 202. Hounds hit exactly 200 against Northwest Arkansas. Swinging the bat toward third base. Got under the glove in the left field. A base hit. Going to wave both runners home. There will be a throw. It's cut off. 2-run single. Cooper Bowman. And the Hounds lead it 9-6. Cooper Bowman has his first 2 runs batted in at the Double-A level. Well, Bobby did not hesitate. Sent both runners. Butler, of course, scored with ease. And he, remember, he really does run well. And so does Greg Dykeman. He scores from second base. Stopping at second is Logan Davidson. 2-run single got under the glove of Hosey into left field. Sharply hit. So the Hounds now lead at 9-6. They batted around here in the seventh. Still just 1 man down. Daryl Hernandez takes high for ball 1. Daryl, I'm not picking on him, but he's the only guy now not to reach base in this game for the Rockhounds. Swing a fly ball, center field, drifting over Paez. He'll make the catch. Lead runner will tag. Both runners will tag. Both runners moving up. That's heads up. Second to third, 2 men down. Mentioned Cooper Bowman. He was the runner at first base. He runs really well. Read the throw perfectly when he saw the throw coming to the third base side. He tagged up and advanced as well. So it's second and third, 2 men down. Here's the guy who started this inning with a little lightning bolt of his own. A first pitch swing and a double in the gap to right center field, Shane McGuire. Left-handed hitter, 1-for-3 with a double and a run scored, and obviously that came in this inning. And now time, I think, called, or do we have... Oh, we have a balk. And that will bring home a run. Well, hello, how are you? It is 10-6. Logan Davidson scores. And the third goes Cooper Bowman. Pitch right down the middle. Fastball called strike to McGuire, 0-1. Well, Shane McGuire's double not only started a big-time rally in this inning for the Rockhounds, 6 runs across, his first double-A hit, foul ball back off the mask of his counterpart, Mr. Diego Cartaya. Well, certainly didn't. He looked at the matchup, and of course, pitchers aren't going all that deep into games in general, and certainly not that much early in the season, but you didn't expect this time. Now we have pitch clock violation or time? Time is called. Oh boy, these teams have now scored 16 runs on 24 hits, 12 hits each. But the Hounds now lead 10-6. Pitch swung on and fouled back into a pitch black night sky off to the left side and out of play, so... On this opening night, we have made the journey fully in tonight. A lot of offense in this ball game. 10-6 Hounds. Bottom of the seventh inning. Stretch by Leisure in the 0-2 pitch, and that ball hit high in the air to left field, but not deep. DeLuca lifting over toward the line. He is there, and he has got it for the out. So, Shane McGuire both starts and ends this inning, but what an inning it was. The Rockhounds put a half dozen on the board. And we have played seven. So, opening night has, boy, been anything but uneventful. Give you some totals in a moment through seven innings complete. As Brian Howard goes back to the mound, now is the pitcher of record. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 10, Tulsa 6.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at Midland.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a .com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
I even tried that one twice. I'm trying to think of the best word for it. Is it hit or miss tonight on what will happen when I press the proper button on the computer? That time the computer thumbed its nose at me not only once, but twice. This game summary brought your way by the Midland Reporter Telegram, and my goodness, what a turnaround in this game. We go to the top half of the eighth inning. The Rockhounds, who had trailed the entire evening until the last of the seventh, now lead by the score of 10-6. Six run, last of the seventh. Lots of offense in this game. Drillers led 3-0, 5-2, and then led 6-4. As we go to the top of the eighth inning, Brian Howard delivers to the outside corner of the knees to Josh Stowers, who is 2-for-2 plus a walk in this game. Top of the order, Johnny DeLuca, and your bet DeVos will follow. Pitch misses, count goes 1-1. Each team has 12 hits. There has not been an error in the game. Rockhounds leading at 10-6. Big swing and a miss as Stowers chased one maybe a little bit up and away. Home runs in this game from Brandon Lewis, two-run home run in the first inning for Tulsa. Pitch to the dirt, down and away. Holding up is Stowers. Count is 2-2. Max Schumann solo in the third for the Rockhounds. And Greg Dykeman, a two-run home run in the sixth. Dykeman has three runs driven in for the Rockhounds in this game. Pitch swung on, hard hit, line drive, right at third. On one knee, Brett Harris slips it into the glove for the out. Line drive to third base, one away, top of the eighth. Here is Johnny DeLuca, top of the order for Tulsa. Pitchers of record are now Lyle Lockhart for Tulsa. He actually was the pitcher of record anyway. There's a strike to DeLuca, 0-1. Johnny struck out his first two times. He has singled his last two and stolen a base. 2-for-4, a run, and a bit of thievery. Check swing, and he went. Count 0-2. Sweeping breaking pitch from right-hander Brian Howard. 0-2 count. The Rockhounds were down by, as mentioned, three runs a couple of times, came back. And this time they complete the comeback. Delivery up high, 1-2. Tulsa got back-to-back-to-back hits in the first inning, capped by an RBI single by Paez and the two-run home run by Brandon Lewis. Pitch to the dirt, down and away. DeLuca did not offer. 2-2. The Rockhounds answered with back-to-back-to-back hits. In the third inning, Schumann's home run, Lawrence Butler single, and Brett Harris with an RBI double. 2-2. Swung on, popped up, right side, foul ground. Wind, I think, will carry this well out of play, and it will. Got midway up into the stands. 2-2 the count. Hounds had gotten within 3-2 than Paez again. Andy with a 2-for-3 ball game, 3 ribbies, 2 runs scored for the Tulsa center fielder. And that made it a 5-2 game. Chopper between third and short. Not going to go to third base, and Brett Harris will make that play. Throws on the move nicely for the out. And that'll web jam. We got a nice break on that ball, did Brett Harris. Boy, he does so many things quietly well. And here is Yorbit Rivas. He is 1-for-4 with a double, a run scored. Strikeout on a very unusual pitch clock violation. Pitch down and in for ball one. And the Hounds had chopped away. Got within 6-4 on the 2-run home run by Greg Dykeman. Pitch down low. Count goes 2 balls, no strikes. Greg's home run coming in the 6th inning. That made it a... Actually made it 5-4 at the time. Pitch down low for a ball, down and in, 3-0. Paez walked and eventually scored on Diego Cartaya's RBI to make it 6-4. Called strike, count goes 3-1. Paez, who's had a really good night on deck for Tulsa. And then the Hounds erupted for 6 in the last of the 7th inning. Just a moment ago. Pitch down low, ball 4. So a walk for Vivas. One on and two out. Second walk issued by Brian Howard. So here is Paez now. Andy, RBI single and a run scored in the first. He struck out in the third. Had a 2-run single in the 5th inning against Trayson Kubo. And walked and scored in the 7th. Takes, called strike inside corner on a backup pitch. Paez, 6-1-2-12 out of Havana, Cuba. Only 22. Takes down, is that right? Yep, 22. Had to do some arithmetic there. Pitch down and away for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. And good bunch on hand tonight. Boy, they have been treated. Pitch down low. 2 balls and 1 strike. Paez batting from the right side. Runner is Yorbit Vivas. Pretty good lead. Davidson holding him on. Pitch, and that's down low. And that's ball 3. So Brian Howard now a 3-1 count. Is stirring in the Hounds bullpen. See if anybody is throwing. Howard comes set, hands between the letters and the belt. He's ready. Vivas takes the lead. Pitch to Paez. Backs up over the inside corner. Called strike. 3-2. Full count. Shane McGuire, Rock Hounds catcher, will remind his defense of that very thing. Full count. 2 men down. Runner at first. Brandon Lewis, who is 2-for-4 with a 2-run home run, is on deck. Runner goes, 3-2 pitch, ground ball, third base, Brett Harris has it in the glove, sets up, throws, got him, inning is over. So a 2-out walk does no damage, and we will go to the bottom half of inning number 8. This has been a game in which Tulsa had the lead. Through much of the game, the Rockhounds with a 6-run 7th have taken the lead, and we'll go to the bottom of the 8th for the Village Car Wash score. Hounds 10, Drillers 6.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Right-hander Carlo Reyes comes on to pitch. We go to the bottom half of the eighth inning, and Michael Goldberg will stand in, takes that side for ball one. Does Michael want to know? Reyes on in the eighth. His job is not a glamorous one, trying to keep it a four-run game. Down and away to Goldberg, and it's 2-0. Michael, 1-for-3 with an RBI single, and was kidding, and certainly meant it in jest, referred to in print as Mr. April. Pop-up right side of the infield. Devos will give way, and it will be the first baseman, Brandon Lewis, who will haul it in. Pop-up, first baseman, one man down. Michael Goldberg, if you remember, last April went 6-for-6 in a game against the Amarillo Sod Poodles, second game of the season that he played in. It was the only six-hit game, and again, it was 6-for-6. Here is Max Schumann. Max takes up high for a ball. 2-for-4 is Max Schumann. Solo home run and a double that really fueled that six-run seventh inning. Hard hit ball left side glove, but the third baseman is reaching forward is Hosey, and he will haul that in. Line drive off Max's bat. Hauled into the hot corner. Two men down here in the eighth inning. Well, Michael Goldberg had a 5 RBI game in the past three games set, the opening series of 2023 at Northwest Arkansas. He loves April. Called strike to Lawrence Butler. Lawrence 2-for-4, two singles, two runs, and a ribby. Takes down and away for a ball, 1-1. RBI in the seventh inning. That tied the game. Pitch down and away for a ball. Count is 2-1. Hounds trailed 6-4 going to the last of the seventh. And Butler tied it with a single to center. Nano loved his reaction. Swinging a fly ball. Boy, that's hit high and that's hit deep. Hit to the deepest part of the park, and Paez will track it down. Boy, Butler put a charge into that. The wind is stronger than it was earlier, much stronger. And that ball carried deep into center field, and it will eventually run out of steam. And Mont Nature, I think, probably helped knock it down a little bit. But we have played eight innings, and the Rockhounds will try to complete this turnaround. When we return to the top of the ninth, we go. Village Car Wash score, Rockhounds 10, Tulsa 6.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop, but you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Austin Briggs will come out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Not a save scenario. Rockhounds adding a sixth run of the inning, coming on a balk with a runner at third base. So Austin out of the bullpen. He does have a save. Came in the two-hit shutout Sunday at Northwest Arkansas. Swing and a miss by Brandon Lewis in the ninth inning underway. So again, good bunch on hand here tonight, opening night. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Thanks to our friends at Baker Hughes, Rockhounds T-shirts tonight. And Tulsa, of course, has had the lead multiple occasions. Rockhounds rallied back a couple of times and came all the way back and then some in the bottom of the seventh. So trying to win on home opening night here. Top of the ninth inning, it's Brandon Lewis, Diego Cartaya, and Eddie's Leonard for Tulsa. 0-2 pitch, Austin. Swing and a miss on a pitch that just dropped to the dirt. Brandon Lewis out on strikes. 11 strikeouts for Hounds, pitching the bell tolls one time here in the ninth. Diego Cartaya, the batter, 1-for-3. With an RBI, he was thrown out trying to get to second base on that swing of the bat. But the Dodgers' number one prospect does have his first double-A ribby. Right-handed hitter, tall, slender catcher. Swings and fouls it back. Had a rip, comes up empty. Or actually a foul ball, so not empty. One ball, one strike. Austin Briggs, one of only two left-handers on the Rockhound staff. The other is David Leal, who opened in the bullpen, but that didn't last long. David is now in the rotation. Pitch down for ball two, 2-1. That with the promotion, a very quick promotion, but understandably so, of Mason Miller. Pitched the outside edge, a little high and away, not by much, but it missed. The count goes 3-1. Austin went one inning and struck out the side to close the game on Sunday. 3-1 pitch, bounced foul wide of third. Brett Harris will pursue up that ball off the foot. It's one of those that looks like a really harmless roller, and then you realize the reason it's rolling the way it is it went right down off the batter's foot. So Diego Cartaya, boy, that really got him. Kind of hobbled out of the batting circle. He went about a third of the way up the first base line and now just drops to his right knee. Scott Hennessy will come over. And trainer Jesse Guffey will talk to Diego. One man down, top of the ninth inning. Rockhounds lead this game by the score of 10-6. Six runs, 12 hits for the Drillers. 10 runs on 12 hits for the Hounds. So a lot of offense and a lot of whips as well. Rockhounds pitching has struck out 11 in this game. And Tulsa pitching has struck out 13. Boy, Cartaya still trying to walk that off. Evening, of course, has gotten much cooler since we started. 6:30. It's our start time for tomorrow, and then 7 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. I just got the coolest text, and I bet it's probably been a while. It was 10 minutes ago. Outstanding. Jimmy Stanton, who is Associate Athletic Director at the University of Oregon, he was an intern here. He's a high roller, 3-2 pitch, and that is lifted high in the air to left field. This ball, if it's fair, it's gone. That is launched high, deep up, and is it foul? Boy, that's a tough call. Nobody's really well. Yeah, the Drillers dugout is reacting. There are only two things in this ballpark that I
I shouldn't say dislike, but that just kind of stick with me sometimes. I'm not a big fan of the right field bullpen being so short. I'm really not. But the other thing is I just wish we could double the height of our foul poles. Boy, that's a tough call. That ball was a powering fly ball down the left field line. Tulsa dugout. Thought it might have stayed fair, but again, no real argument about it. You know, Cartaya will call timeout. But boy, he took his frustrations out on that baseball and really drilled it. Now, as mentioned, Jimmy Stanton, our great friend, who is from here, by the way. Is the 3-2. Nope, down and in ball four. Jimmy worked in the press box with us one time, and well, he's had some big time places, and he is mentioned as associate athletic director at the University of Oregon. So that'll tell you he's really good at his job. The Ducks are playing the University of San Francisco, the Dons, in basketball. Jimmy just texted me, and one of the players on USF is the son of a former Midland Angel. Pitch to the inside corner, called strike, Adiz Leonard, and it's 0-1. One man down and one on. 10-6 Hounds in the top of the ninth. And Mark Holzimer was a pitcher here. Holsey and, what do we got? Scott Hennessy. Now we may get a pinch runner maybe. I would think. I don't think it's an argument. Yeah, it's going to be a pinch runner again. Boy, Diego Cartaya really got himself with that foul ball on the foot. Yusnail Diaz will pinch run for him here in the ninth inning. Yeah, he's walking with a little bit of a limp, so you hope that that's nothing more than just passing. But so a pinch runner here in the ninth inning is Yusnail Diaz. So Mark Holzimer's son, I'm trying to think of Holzey was here in 92, and I did some of his games in short season single A in 88 and 89. His son is playing college basketball. That's scary. Pitch right down the middle, called strike two. Well, Austin Briggs comes right back and fires that thing in 96 right down the chute. Eddie's Leonard 0 for 3. He has struck out, bounced to short. Bounced into a fielder's choice and walked. 0-2 pitch to the dirt. Diaz will move up very alertly. So it'll be a wild pitch. 1-2 count. Boy, Diaz went into the bag hard, and he is down. Oh, my goodness. And Scott Hennessy hustled over there. And he is asking, athletic trainer's going to have to come out. Boy, Diaz just down enough. Just in a heap behind the bag at second base. Now they're going to try. Well, he's rolling over, sitting up. Boy, trainer Jesse Guffey has been far too busy here in the last few minutes for the drillers. And boy, you hope Yusnail's okay. That was really good hustle against a four-run ball game in the ninth inning. Not only do you get into scoring position, you take the double play out of logic. Certainly any routine double play. I did not see him go into the bag, but obviously he went into the bag very hard, and he is still down. He is sitting up, and he's now being helped to his feet. We're going to have a pinch runner for the pinch runner. Wow. The crowd going to give him a round of applause. Boy, he is really walking gingerly. Well, you never like to see anybody get hurt. There are times when it's just, strange. Yeah, Yusnail is in some pain. He's walking on his own, but so Emmanuel Vargas will come on to pinch run here. So two pinch runners. Pitch by Austin Briggs, and after all of that, a swing and a miss, and that quickly Leonard is out on strikes. Boy, nasty breaking pitch almost to the dirt. Virtually the same pitch on which he struck out Brandon Lewis to start the inning. The bell will toll the second time, and Jose Ramos will stand in. Swinging the chopper towards shortstop. Darryl Hernandez, the throw, and up it got away. That will allow a run to score. Logan Davidson tried to backhand it and couldn't. I don't know how that's going to be scored. That ball was hit pretty deep at shortstop, so I don't know. It is a 10-7 game. Pinch runner number two scores. Steve Markham might want to get a second look at this. That's going to give it a hit and an error. So it reaches on the hit. And the run scores on an error. First pitch swing and a foul ball off the bat of Cody Hosey, 0-1. So an infield single, no RBI. I think I'm getting that correctly. On the game's first error, a run will score. Pitch down and in, one ball, one strike. That's probably a pretty fair way to adjudicate it. We'll see if anybody has issues with it. 10-7, runner at first, two men down. And there's a line drive in the right center field. That'll sink a drop for a base hit. Butler over to make the play. But turning and coming for third is Ramos. Boy, Driller's not going anywhere. Hosey just laced that. He was 0 for 4 before that swing of the bat. Cody just laced a single into right center field. Ramos coming all the way around to third base. So one run is in. That run is now earned. And the batter is Josh Stowers, and he's had a good night, 2 for 3 plus a walk. He takes down and in, ball back to the screen, and it's 10-8. So on a wild pitch, Ramos comes across to score. And as the Rockhounds came back in the seventh, well, the Drillers charging back in the top of the ninth. The tying run is at home plate. So where's the guy who hit 10 home runs a year ago for Frisco? He takes up high for a ball. It's 2-0. So neither team going gentle into that good night. Wind, by the way, a bit stronger now than it has been all evening. 2-0 pitch, outside ball three. So Austin Briggs all of a sudden is struggling. He has two strikeouts in this inning. A walk, a couple of base hits, an error committed behind him. 3-0 pitch, and that is, well, that's ball four. Didn't miss by much, but miss, I guess it did. Bases are loaded. I'm not real thrilled with the ball four call. Well, hands have activity in the bullpen, but we get a visit to the mound. Chris Smith, pitching coach, is going to come out. So bases loaded, two men down, top of the ninth, 10-8 game. By the way, real quick, just to finish, sir. First of all, Jimmy Stanton, thank you so much. I doubt he's listening to the game. He's doing a college basketball game, but again, a son of a former Midland Angel, Mark Holzimer, early 90s, now playing basketball at University of San Francisco. A pitcher from the 1992 Midland Angels, who went on to great things, one of the great closers of all time, Troy Percival. Troy's son, Cole, is in the Tulsa bullpen. Well, Percival is, well, much like his dad, 6'5", 220. Father and son stuff. Cool. Now, bases full. Two men down. Briggs. First pitch. Called strike to Johnny DeLuca. Ten-eight game. I said bases loaded for you. It means first and second. First and second. I hope I didn't say bases loaded. The delivery. Swing! And a miss and a pitch down and in at the shoe tops. The count 0-2. DeLuca is 2 for 5. Johnny with a couple of strikeouts, two singles, a run, a steal, and he bounced out his last time up. Cody Hosey is on at second. Stowers is on at first. Stowers, by the way, runs really well. And he represents the tying run. First and second, two men down, top of the ninth, 0-2 count. Stretch, kick, and pitch. Briggs! Oh, my goodness, it missed. The crowd's reaction will tell you a lot. If you're watching on MILB TV, Austin Briggs' reaction will tell you a lot. Wow, that was close. One ball, two strikes. Runners at their leads from the belt. 1-2 pitch. High and away. 2-2. So the plot again thickening. Boy, these two teams have really gone at it. Here's the 2-2 stretch. Runners at their leads. The pitch takes flight and it's fouled back and it's 2-2 yet again. By the way, this is a three-hour game. Don't have many of those anymore, but again, there's just been a ton of offense in this one. 18 runs, 26 hits. 2-2 stretch, pitch by Briggs. Foul, woo! Straight back. Man, that was right here. That would have been just about it. You know, if that would have taken out my computer that runs the audio, that would be perfect because it hasn't operated very well today. 2-2. It was almost in the booth. The line drive, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Nope, up high, ball 3. Boy, now the plot really thickening. Count is full, first and second, 2 men down in a 2-run game. Right-hander hitting, Johnny DeLuca awaits. 3-2, pitch high, ball 4. Austin Briggs is talking to himself. And remember, a couple of moments ago, he narrowly missed on an 0-2 pitch. And that's going to be it. Here comes Bobby. So, Yorbit Vivas will be the batter. Andy Páez is on deck. And Páez has had a monstrous night. Tough night for Austin Briggs. He'll depart with the bases loaded. 2 men down. And this a 10-8 game. And the bases are now full. Runner at third is Cody Hosey. The runner at second, and it's important, is Josh Stowers. And again, he has really good speed. DeLuca runs well as well. And he's at first base. Stowers is the tying run. DeLuca, the potential go-ahead run. And the Hounds will go to the bullpen with 2 outs in the ninth. Boy, 2 teams that just have refused to go away. And Calvin Coker will be the new pitcher. Calvin had a role in Sunday's win. And he is the 7th Rockhounds pitcher of this game. Roiber Salinas started, did not go deep. Check the Texas League board for you real quick, like. San Antonio is still leading Frisco. That's 4-0. That's San Antonio, bottom of the 8th inning. Missions 4, Frisco nothing. Wichita defeated Northwest Arkansas 3-1 in the North Division. Home opener tonight for the Wind Surge. Arkansas rallied back and beat Springfield. That was a really good game. Springfield rallied back, tied the game with a 4-run 7th, took the lead in the top of the 9th. Arkansas scored twice in the bottom of the 9th to win it. Arkansas 6 and Springfield 5. And Corpus has just defeated Amarillo 5-4 at Hodgetown in the Pan Am. Now, here is Yorbit Vivas. Bases full. Pitch by Coker. In the air. Center field. Not deep. Coming on. Anybody? Goldberg will cut in front of Butler. He hauls it in for the ball game. Yorbit Vivas with an inside-out swing. The ball was tailing away from center fielder Lawrence Butler and slightly toward Michael Goldberg. We said it earlier, they both run really well. They tracked it down. Goldberg with a very nice catch to end this game. And it ends with the bases loaded in what will be a 2-run ball game. So Tulsa scores a couple in the top of the 9th. 2 runs, 2 hits. 1 error, 3 men left on base. Tulsa stranded 12 base runners in this ball game. Calvin Coker came on through one pitch, and he will pick up the save. Will Coker. So the Rockhounds defeat the Tulsa Drillers. Boy, a dickens of a game. Again, excuse me, we talk a lot about the pitch clock, and I love it, and you love games that really that zip, and a lot of them do, but tonight there was just a ton of offense, and boy, it was not boring. A little over 3 hours of baseball, a bundle of offense on the board, and the Rockhounds win it. Final score tonight on the home opener. Rockhounds, our Village Car Wash final score. Rockhounds 10, Tulsa Drillers 8.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
And there was a bunch, at least the runs and the hits. There was a whole big bunch in this game tonight. For the Tulsa Drillers, 8 runs on 14 base hits, no errors, 8-14 at 0. For the Rockhounds, 10 runs on 12 hits, 1 error, 10, 12, and 1. Brian Howard will get the win in the game. He is now 2-0, both in relief on this season. The loss will go to Lyle Lockhart. He is 0-1. Calvin Coker threw one pitch and picked up his first save of this season. There were 3 home runs hit. Brandon Lewis got it started with a 2-run home run in the top of the first inning, his first of the year. Max Schumann's first was a solo home run in the third inning. That got the Rockhounds on the board, eventually within 3-2. And Greg Dykeman had a home run that got the Hounds within 5-4. That was in the bottom half of the sixth inning, a 2-run home run. And that also is Greg's first of this season. Let's see if we've got... We might actually have one and wrap this up. John did a nice job. John Simmons running the computer tonight. 2 hours, 57 minutes official time. We started just a little after 6:30 with opening night festivities. So 2 hours, 57 minutes. So it wasn't a three-hour game, even with all of that. 18 runs, 26 hits. And the game did not go 3 hours of actual playing time. 3,763. Our opening night attendance here tonight. And my goodness, they saw themselves an absolute dandy. So... that will wrap this one up. By the way, I mentioned that the wind had picked up a little bit. I don't know if you heard that last little flutter. That was my score sheet being blown to the back wall of the press box. It has been not just a job, but rather an adventure here broadcasting-wise tonight, too. But all good, all good, all good. We'll come back, wrap this ball game up in just a couple of moments. Final Village Car Wash score and a nail-biter, pardon the cliche. Rockhounds 10 and the Tulsa Drillers 8.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on morning. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Wow, the baseball, and boy, things got very, very breezy and a whole bunch cooler here right about the time this ball game ended, so timing good all the way around. First of a six-game series, point if the rest of them are like this. There was a lot going on in this ball game. Rockhounds defeat the Tulsa Drillers by the final score of 10-8. Drillers with leads of 3-0, 5-2, 6-4. At some point late down the stretch, the Rockhounds with a 6-run last half of the seventh inning, and that was the biggest inning of the ball game. On the Tulsa side of the box score, by the way, Jose Ramos, who had a base hit in that ninth inning rally, wound up with a 3-hit night. He went 3-for-5 with a run and a ribby. Johnny DeLuca, Andy Pius. Pius had a big night. He went 2-for-4, scored 2, and drove in 3. Brandon Lewis also had 2 hits, as did Josh Stowers, a couple of base hits in this game. For the Rockhounds, the top of the order, the first 4, Max Schumann, Lawrence Butler, both went 2-for-5, scored 2 runs each, drove in a run each. Brett Harris went 2-for-3 with a run and a ribby. Greg Dykeman, 2-for-4, scored 2, drove in 3 with a home run. And Cooper Bowman went 2-for-4, and he drove in a couple of runs in this game, including what turned out to be the two, really, you can say, the two decisive runs in that seventh inning rally. He had a 2-run single, and the Rockhounds ending up winning this thing by the final score of 10-8. So, again, a bundle of offense in this game. I think the other totals we gave you are correct. 8-14-0 for Tulsa, 10-12-1 for the Rockhounds. Brian Howard the win, Lyle Lockhart takes the loss, and Calvin Coker with the save. So the Rockhounds, who came in tied with Amarillo, now let's quickly tell you again, these are 69-game halves, and there are 65 games to go, so don't strike up the marching band and, you know, cue up the balloons or anything. But the Rockhounds now will lead the division at 3-1. Amarillo is 2-2, and San Antonio is also 2-2 on the season. Tulsa will fall to 2-2, but again, also very, very early in this season. This six-game series. In tomorrow's second game, JT Ginn will go for the Rockhounds. Talk about him a little bit in the pregame. We greet you about 6:20 tomorrow after I drop-kick the computer. Well, probably shouldn't do that, but I will have a long, serious discussion with it. I think JT's one of the really interesting guys to watch this year on this Rockhounds team. He pitched here last year, but don't know that we really saw JT again. He had a tremendous performance in the Arizona Fall League, and the talent is absolutely unmistakable. He will get the baseball tomorrow, will JT, and he will go against Landon Knack, who tossed 4 innings of shutout baseball against San Antonio in his first start of the year. Half-price hot dogs tomorrow, compliments of Focused Care of West Texas, with Thirsty Thursday and Duffel Bag Friday, Fireworks Saturday, and Family Sunday all lined up for you here in this first homestand. Well, along the way, we saw the Rockhounds rally. Tulsa Drillers also rallied back big time in this game. Both teams showed a lot of gumption there and a whole bunch of offense. My computer did so many bizarre things. I lost one of the internet connections right before we went on the air. And then the computer, well, again, the computer and I will have a bit of a discussion. But you know what? We'll mess with that tomorrow and see if we can get some of that squared away. But what did we say earlier? Hey, opening night is in the books. That is a good thing. Rockhounds win it by a final score of 10-8. Thanks so much for coming on board. Thanks so much for hanging in there with me. So very good to be back with you from Momentum Bank Ballpark. We'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. And good night from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.